please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Open those doors and sell that corn.
You're not gonna get past me.
Grab a dick and pull it.
I need to talk to somebody.
Daddy sees you, he nods, we move on.
Hi, Carpenter.
Trim your beard, Frick.
Let's just hear the comedian say some funny stuff. How about that? Mad at a
live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here is your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to the program, episode 29K of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in on a ridiculously hot Thursday here in the Los Angeles. Right, today we're in Sherman Oaks in the Valley, but we're always in the Valley. We don't have a roaming studio. We stay put. But it is...
There was talk of during the pandemic of doing an outdoor record.
We did the parking lots.
Right, but before we realized the parking lot was the best solution, I had designs on just basically planting a flag in some park somewhere and just bringing a portable recorder, yeah. And we would have GoPros and just do it, man. Podcasting the way it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Outside.
That seems like it's us getting chased to our car.
There's no question we would inevitably be told to leave by a police officer.
And we'd be under a tree or something, Elliot, that we would not be in the sunlight. We were more in the sunlight in the parking lot than we would be in a park. Fair. There's trees.
I understand that. I'm just saying podcasting, as it's always been, outside.
You don't like you don't like a podcast outside?
I don't know if I've ever heard one.
I would say the only one I can think of is that Richard Simmons one that that guy was camped outside of that that house hoping to get a glimpse.
There is a podcast that I forget the name of it, but I'm jealous of the premise. Is basically they set up a card table outside and just they talk. I don't know if they interview a specific guest or if they just talk to whoever walks by.
No, it sounds like something that two guys pitched around town a little while ago. You and me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and a fishbowl. Wasn't the idea you were going to have a storefront with a fishbowl window and people were going to walk by?
We were?
Yeah. It was discussed as part of an episode of this podcast.
I don't know if that was, I believe, more of an outdoor card table-y sort of vibe was the sidewalk game show or something like that.
Yeah,
I forget what we called it. And one production company liked the idea, and then I think that guy left the company, and then moved back to Ohio.
Right. Jake Keith kind of did something similar to that for Yahoo.
He didn't. Now, what we're doing here is talking about us and what we've done, and we're not talking about Jake Keith Van Stratton.
We've had all the ideas. Show.
He didn't have a card table. He just
go fact yourself.
Mm-hmm. He just walked up.
Well, Billy Eichner does that.
Well, he did it before Billy Eichner did it.
I did it before Billy Eichner did it, but nobody gave a shit because wasn't yelling at people. I was yelling, just not.
Alan Funt did it before Billy Eichner.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying
Jay Leno did it before them.
Yeah, bugging people on the street. Since you were talking about the outdoor thing, my plan, by the way, was to use that. Remember, I was testing that 360 cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sentence didn't quite work. That was the reason.
Right.
Because instead of having a camera for each of you and a GoPro, I was going to do with a 360 camera that'd be in the middle and it would be kind of low.
Low res, low impact,
like you wouldn't necessarily know.
Just look like four dudes sitting around a table talking.
Yep.
I still feel like, I mean, you can go to the parks and rec and say I want to have a birthday party at the park.
Mm-hmm. You'd rent a table
and
or whatever,
you pay whatever. It's like
probably, you may not even have to pay.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know, but you could do that. And so when people do that, they tend to use those pop up easy up shade things, and they put out a whole spread. Maybe they bring their own folding tables or whatever. They get a bouncy house. If you could do all that in a park,
why can't we record?
It stands to reason. Four microphones.
You know what? I would imagine anywhere else in the country you could do that, except for here,
because of the shooting permits.
Well, the permits get money, and then they're worried about liability.
Yeah,
but as long as you don't have tripods, there's a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, I was thinking like we would.
Oh, what about Big Cod Garens? He could be allowed out there. He's the walking tripod.
Three-legged third guy in the corner.
Yeah,
took Garen a second to figure out if that was an insult, or compliment.
Compliment.
Yeah, it's definitely a compliment.
I mean, it's a uneducated compliment. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know anything. But guys, seriously, maybe it's time we do find out about each other. Maybe it's time so you guys to can find see out that, if, that I'm not joking
if,
at all.
Yeah, it's time to find out if that 2 inches is real.
Yeah, it is. Boy, my lower back is.
It is. That's a very odd and personal thing to not know the truth about with you. And I don't. I'm not fishing for an honest revelation at all. I'm just saying it's funny that you've done that joke for so long.
Yeah,
and none of us knows if it's true or not. Well, only one of us knows.
I know. Yeah, I'm on the inside of this. I would say of our listeners, at least my wife knows, and yep. There may be some other listeners that know.
Oh,
there may be some exes that listen to this program.
Mike Siegel.
Mike Siegel would never know.
So you're saying if we want to know without asking you, we should. No, I'm not going to ask Danielle.
Well, Danielle's not giving up the gold.
No, but if someone else in this group, like you said, there are definitely exes of yours who listen to the show.
I don't know if there's definitely.
There's at least one who I think sat in on an episode, right?
Retta?
I think so.
Retta would not know.
What?
No, it never got that far.
Oh, okay.
Never got that far.
Mm-mm.
No, she would just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's true.
Here's a fun running joke that Marietta and I have had now for, let's call it 30-something years.
Okay.
Her birthday is August the 24th. Mm-hmm. Now, my apologies, October 24th.
Yeah.
And on October 14th, I called her up once and said, hey, happy birthday. And she goes, it's not my birthday. It's Julie Fushi's birthday. And I said, who's Julie Fushi? And she goes, I don't know, some girl I went to school with. And so now on October 14th, we say happy birthday to Julie Fushi. And,
nice.
And we do it. And then I believe Retta went to a high school reunion, saw Julie Fushi, told her that. And Julie Fushi did not
see the humor.
Did not see the humor. Or just didn't get it. Was
right.
Like, why? Why? Like, why is that a thing?
And like, was oddly offended.
Yeah. Like, even though there's no reason.
Like, you guys laughing about me behind my back?
Right.
Like, no, it's not. It's just funny that that Retta knew that and that it was, he happened to say, never mind, Julie.
Yeah, never mind, Julie. Enjoy your punch. good to see you again.
Is that the randomest birthday you know? Because there's definitely at least, there's one person I went to school with from maybe kindergarten to ninth grade. This is weird because that is the only person in the world who we went to one school together and then we both moved to a different school and stayed at that school until ninth grade together. So it's only two people in the world who were in this class and together for that long. Anyway, I know her birthday only because it's exactly 6 months from my birthday.
Yours is July 31st.
Yep.
So hers is January 31st.
That's correct. I would never know that about her otherwise. Like,
right.
I would not remember Anna Milkowski's birthday except for the fact that it was 6 months.
But at least you knew her. I don't know Julie.
I know. Yeah, that's
I don't know her at all. She could be in that office next to us. I wouldn't know. What if the door opens up? You guys talking about me?
Yeah. Laugh. Happy belated birthday.
Are you laughing at my birthday again?
Oh shit! Oh, it's that. Oh, it's you. Retta told me about you. But to your point, like, I don't know some of my cousins' birthdays.
Right.
I don't know
exactly
people that I worked with at the record store who I would say were some of my closest friends of all time. I couldn't tell you their birthdays.
I don't know my son's birthday. No, I do.
Hang on. Charlie's birthday. Hang on. I'll see if I can do this. September 3rd is Oliver. So September 10th is Zoe?
No.
9.
Getting closer.
8?
Yes.
Okay. November.
I don't know how that's going to help you with Charlie, but.
He's in October.
No.
No, no, it would be right now. He's in May.
No.
Shit.
Closer, though.
I don't know his birthday.
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing here.
I don't know.
It's April 3rd, April 31st. No, it's April 25th.
25th of April. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah, you know, that checks out. That timeline checks out from what we're
doing. Also, my grandfather's birthday.
Oh, so happy birthday.
That was exciting. Well, he's dead.
Well, it's still his birthday. He's still celebrated. Like, those some. There are people that do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today was Granddad's birthday. We're all going to get together.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Are you in a cult?
Move on. Yeah.
No shit.
No disrespect. I know you love your grandfather, but come on.
You've been released. You can move on with your life now.
Oh, it's 22 years ago today. We lost Granddad. Great. Okay.
It's weird because, there are families where there's like a matriarch or a patriarch and everyone's just like really reverential.
Yes.
Again, even after death in some cases. And there's no one in my family like that necessarily. Like, like everybody, like my grandparents were great, but it wasn't like, oh God, you know what I mean? Like it was sad when they died, but like no one's still talking about, you know, their traditions or things like that. It's just like you move on. And so, but I have to admit there's part of me, it would be kind of nice if you became that, you know, like if there's generations that are,
but
like, okay,
but how could it ever be like, how could it become, you mean me?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're like Oliver, like if he has kids and his kids know you,
I'm going to be long dead by then.
Well, you never know. But that even, oh, no. Again, it doesn't matter. They could still be like, well, in this case, it'll be interesting because you were on television. You had a career in show business. So you will be referred to in some way or another after your death to people who are descendants of yours. And maybe, I mean, I know Oliver idolizes you. And so it may come to pass. And we're going to have to get some younger. Maybe Garen will be alive longer than all of us. So maybe he can keep tabs on this and see if it's going to, maybe he can juice it a little bit.
Seems like a long shot.
Which part? You living longer than us?
That's Garen, we're going to need you to hang around to just to secure Jimmy's legacy amongst his own
family. Going to need somebody.
Just talk him up a little bit. Just like, right. Just hang out with them and talk him up. I think Oliver will do that too, but
I see Garen in a brightly colored tuxedo just showing up at somebody's door and saying, do you remember Jimmy Pardo?
Why is he dressed like Dumb and Dumber?
Well, at first I thought he would just be like in a somber outfit, but then, you know, he's changed his sort of look and he's going with brighter colors. So he's still wearing the sort of tuxedo.
But he still has respect for the situation.
I like the idea that he'd be like,
he's not Paula Poundstone showing up in a clown outfit.
What if he's more like a Mormon? Hey, have you heard the good news about Jimmy Pardo?
Let me tell you about the gospel of Jimmy Pardo.
Well, listen, I'm on board for any of this. To steal right from Curb, I'd like you to do it while I'm alive, though. Yeah. If there's a way to get that going, mm-hmm, while I'm alive. If the documentary on why I never made it big can happen now, I think that would be great. Because then maybe,
yeah,
it flips.
Sure.
By the way, I love that Albert Brooks is now part of Curb. I mean, they... Bob Einstein dies, they just bring in the brother.
You see him being on future episodes?
I do. Like a Richard Lewis, or, you know, the way Super Dave was.
I don't think we see him ever again.
Really?
I don't.
Huh.
I think knowing what we know about Albert Brooks.
Well, that's true. He does.
Via Richard Lewis is all I know. I think he gave him his time and he's done.
That's part of what was cool about it, is it was surprising because he's not a recluse, but he doesn't do a lot of stuff.
No.
And so it just makes it more exciting when you see him. I mean, in addition to the fact that he's a freaking genius comedian, yes, it's just great that see him do anything is great.
But you don't like all his movies.
No. No, the Muse was terrible. But
I like that one.
But I think almost every other... No? I'm talking about the ones he's wrote and directed. Okay, what do you got? You got... The first one is the reality TV one. Like
Real Life, right?
Real Life.
No, that's not what it's called. Real Life.
No, I think that's right.
What's the Mel Brooks one then? Real Life. Life sucks. Life stinks.
Life stinks.
Yeah, all right. So
I think it's called Real Life.
It's good. That's good.
Really good.
I think that one holds up.
Modern Romance.
Holds up.
Great. Defending Your Life. Masterpiece, in my opinion. Really?
Not sure it holds up.
Oh, my God. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Not sure it holds up.
I love it.
I saw an article where somebody was going over that, and they think that it did. I haven't watched it in a while.
I'm not sure it does.
Oh,
Criterion,
man.
Put it out. So,
well,
get the shit. Well, put your fucking glowing tux away and shut your mouth.
I just say that sort of lends it to it being a little bit more elevated than some people.
If there's nothing else good in it, when Meryl Streep is eating spaghetti and he goes, bite down, because she's just slurping.
Oh, yeah.
Bite down.
I don't disagree that I enjoyed it at the time when I saw it at the movie theater. I'm just not sure it holds up.
Well, it's okay, definitely very of its time as far as like how it portrays the afterlife, like, yeah, that's a very 80s city.
Okay, so
also my left eye seems to be watering unnecessarily. I don't know what's happening.
A little upset about Albert Brooks.
just my left eye. It's very strange. But is my Bell's palsy back? Why is just my left eye doing it?
I don't know. Very strange.
Did you get something in there?
No, just very strange. Go ahead.
And then you got Lost in America.
No.
Really?
No.
Come on.
Bummer.
Really?
It was a bummer.
Oh,
we
man.
Watched it with Oliver. Okay. And it's Danielle. We went in with Danielle saying, Oliver, this is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Like, yeah, to me, I was going to say that's got to be one of the best ones.
It Damn. Does not hold up.
Huh.
And it's a bummer. Because I remember hitting the back of the chair in the movie theater. Like, that's how hard I was
laughing. I never saw it in the theater. I just saw all these, you know, on video or whatever. But then, okay, so that. But then my personal favorite, Mother. to me is great. I don't know.
Must have been in a real shitty mood when I saw that, because Danielle likes it too. You like it. Others like it. I did not like it at all.
Man, I love it. It's really, it's so funny. But is there another one that I'm forgetting in between there?
Well, there's the one where he goes to the desert to be a comedian.
Looking for comedy in the Muslim
world. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, I never saw that one.
That's like a documentary or something.
No, it's not.
Oh, was he plays himself?
Maybe.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, but it's not a documentary.
God, we got breaking news.
Oh.
We got breaking news.
Wait, legit?
Yeah.
Elliot?
Legit breaking news. We sort of knew this was coming.
We did?
But it's finally here, and now we can talk about it.
Breaking news with Matt.
Oh, it's to there. I forgot that we had individual ones now. Yes?
Facebook.
Oh, new name.
Is changing its corporate name to Meta.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But it's still that. It's still, we all still know what it is.
Well, it's just like, it's like Google is Alphabet.
Yeah.
Oh, so but Facebook is not going away. It's just.
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's that's just the umbrella.
Oh, the corporate, the umbrella.
Oh. So it is like Alphabet. Okay, that's so different. Yeah. I thought they were saying we're going to change the name of the website.
Well, I mean, I could be wrong, but that's what I saw.
Because it's so poisonous,
like CNBC or something like that.
But we still know
what it
Facebook
is.
Could change it to you know, rainbows, and we still know that it's that awful entity.
Yeah,
change it to Uncle.
Well, they're trying. They're trying to build some Ready Player One VR world stuff, which
that's
interesting. But
that's Mark Zuckerberg's whole thing now, is that everything's going to be metaverse.
Everything I say about, I like that guy.
He's really cool.
I mean, everything I see, interviews,
very stylish.
There's a warmth about him.
Yeah, there is a warmth. I like the way he talks to Congress. I'm on board.
Yeah.
I'm on board with these new names. Good for him.
He isn't easy to parody.
All right. Well, I would not have brought it off if it's just a new corporate name and the website's still going to be called Facebook.
I was under the impression it was a new. I would have gone into this thinking the same as you.
Mostly because it seems like their brand has been so tarnished.
Well, it might be a little bit different from Alphabet in that, like, I don't think Facebook the website's going to change its name, but Alphabet isn't on a product anywhere, whereas Meta might be.
Right.
So it's the name of their holding company.
Okay, that's boring.
Yeah.
I really apologize for bringing this up.
Not breaking news with Matt. You
rewind that back.
You don't like to be held, Matt.
Anyway, the Muse is bad.
Don't like the Muse.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Maybe I like the Muse more than Mother. I must have been in a bad mood when I saw Mother.
Man, oh, man.
I was in a bad mood. It had to be a bad mood or something.
Give it another try.
I forget where I saw it, but I do remember that I was in the last row of the movie theater.
I could see Danielle loving it just because, you know, knowing her relationship with her mother, it's very much like, I mean, my mom's not like that, but it did make me laugh in a way that I was like, I don't know how to finish a sentence knowing that my mom listens to this podcast. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things where if you don't relate to the relationship at all or the type of mother that is described in the movie.
Or maybe I related too much.
Maybe.
I'm realizing I've never seen a single Albert Brooks movie.
Not one, Gary?
Not even Defending Your Life?
I thought I'd seen that, but I don't remember a second of it.
Oh, you got to see Modern Romance.
Take a pee!
Yeah.
Modern Romance is wonderful.
Yeah, that's
fascinating. I misjudge you. Get the box. It's wonderful.
See, what's interesting is I always liked Defending Your Life better than Modern Romance, but I was just, maybe I was in a mood when I was watching Modern Romance. I think it was because I never dated. Like, I just met Elise when I was young. And so I have no reference point for that whole part of it where he's like dealing with.
Can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. So much funny in it. And just him. Just he's the, in my opinion, he's the most Albert Brooks than anything. Yeah. And real life, he's also very much Albert Brooks. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of became Albert Brooks playing characters. Please understand what I mean by that.
I do.
He's always playing a character, but
totally. No, but he took more creative license with the character of that he was going to play in those later ones than in those first two. It's kind of just the first one is like a long comedy sketch.
Yes,
which is great. I mean, he did some short films for SNL too,
I thought were okay.
I don't remember.
I thought they were okay.
And I got to go back and watch those too.
I may have been too young, quite frankly, to understand why they were funny.
They're pretty dry, I think.
Which is, I think, why 10-year-old Jimmy Pardo in 1976 didn't understand.
Yeah, luckily I didn't. I mean, I don't know if it's lucky or not. I didn't watch any of his stuff as a kid. I only watched it after I was a full-sized man. So
my mom loved him. So We saw all out.
I get it.
Size man.
Come on, that's insulting.
Come on, man. He's being open and honest. Garen, what year did Mother come out? Because
Oh, can I guess?
Sure.
I think it was 1997.
Yeah, I think it was right before Danielle and I started dating. I think it was before we started dating.
1998?
Six. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wow. A long time before
we started. I think it was like right around Christmas. Right? I probably saw it in January. Guy who can't let it go.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Further investigation says December 25th, 1996, limited, January 24th, 97.
Wow. Oh, I was kidding, so, but
right. They're trying to qualify for that year's
right. And it did get nominated, I think, for a couple of things.
I saw it at the Beverly Connection. Remember when there was the General Cinemas there, I think it was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw it there in the very last row, and I just remember I just wasn't.
I saw it.
I think it was hungover. I mean, there could have been a million reasons right. why I didn't.
I think I saw it at Century City. That multiplex, which is no longer there.
There was a movie theater in Beverly Hills, right? There was that like where the Pacific offices were. Weren't there movie theaters there?
On Wilshire?
No, on North South Street. Wasn't there a movie theater there?
I don't remember a movie theater in Beverly Hills, but we didn't get there very often. So.
There was the one like on Wilshire, just west of La Cienega, that was just a single.
Oh, that's still there.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Yeah. The
Fine Arts?
The Fine Arts, yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that one. And then there's another one farther down, Wilshire, across from Cape Maddalena, like in that area.
Is that the Lumiere Music Hall?
Maybe. Yeah.
But you're not talking about the thing that became, I guess, the Saban, the little Saban Theater that's in Beverly Hills?
No, but I know what you're talking about. I do like the Saban.
By the Flint Building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's where I saw Penn & Teller.
I've seen many a show there. I saw Loverboy there. I saw Peter Cetera there a couple of times. Gino Vannelli. Mm. Saw him there. I've not seen one relevant artist. Which is why I like going. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Plenty of leg room.
Elbow room.
Absolutely. Loverboy had plenty of room. I believe we had our own row.
It's, yeah, I mean, that was not a venue that that an up-and-coming band would play.
No, that is a, it's an upscale Canyon Club.
Yeah.
And I believe it's the same booker. I believe that's the,
makes sense.
Which is why Loverboy had nobody there. They did Montclair and they did Anaheim and they did Agora Hills and then did Beverly Hills. It's like, you just got your audience. Like,
right.
You're pick one of these
else.
And sell it out.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? You think there's just people who never leave Beverly Hills are got to go see Loverboy?
Got to see Loverboy. We've got to take advantage. They're in the area. We got to go. This is completely off topic. I understand. Yeah. But something Elliot
please,
said made
because
me think
this
of,
topic stinks.
No, I think it's a hot one. Saban's a hot topic. What?
Eventually.
When you get these emails, and we've all received them, to be part of a, in fact, I'll use the proper wording here.
Okay.
I receive an email that says, the settlement claim. File your claim. Settlement with a
yeah,
company.
Yeah.
Do you want to be part of this? What is it? Not mass lawsuit. What do they call that?
Class action.
Class action lawsuit.
Right. You get 76 cents.
Right. It to me, it's not worth the paperwork.
No.
I also part of me feels this, and I know this is insane. That let's pretend nobody does it, and you and me are the only two that do it, and somehow we do then get a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But then Blue Cross Blue Shield's like, oh, those are the two fucking guys. You know what I mean? Like I thought
you were going to say.
I don't want Blue Cross mad at me. It's one of the reasons I don't do it.
I never thought of it that way, but I thought what you were going to say is if only two people do it, they should take the entire amount and just split it between those
That's 100%
two
people. That's 100%
how they do it. Oh, it is?
Yeah. They
more often than not. Sometimes there is a fixed amount that they'll give to it.
So it's like Squid Game.
A little bit.
Great.
Yeah, it's definitely divided because they even say in the thing, your payout is determined by how many people.
Well, that changes my attitude.
It's never going to be two people.
Well, no, I know it's not going to be two. You have to have like six or eight or something just to have the case in the first place.
No, but when it's already done and you just get the email saying, hey, this come claim your whatever.
Right.
If it always just says, oh, it's like $3. I just got one the other day. It was like $3 or something. And I was like, that's not worth it.
I guess, that's what I'm talking about too. Like I see that. It's like, I don't want Blue Cross mad at me for $3. Even though they don't know that I'm part of it. They don't have any clue.
They're not allowed to be mad at you.
Even if you were one of two, they wouldn't know that you were the one who got the money.
They would know I'm one of two.
No, I don't think so.
I would do interviews.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah.
I would probably use some of that money to buy billboard.
Local man is one of two.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, it's probably $1 million. So you might be famous.
I don't think they're, first of all, I don't think they would know unless you do these interviews, like you said. B, I don't think they're allowed to hold it against you.
That's how people work.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying they can't discriminate against you. Are you looking at the tape hanging off that thing?
I've never felt the air conditioning this cold in this room.
Well, it hasn't been on in I don't know how long.
So you think it's saved up?
Yeah, I think they've exactly. also, I think during the pandemic, they cleaned the ducts as well. I believe that some duct work was done, and I think we're getting.
I feel like they changed the setting because it's been like, it used to, I don't know what it used to be, but it's been hotter in this room the last few months, I feel like.
I felt some actual heated air coming at me on a very warm day a few weeks ago.
Right, so something was screwy. Maybe they fixed it. Maybe that was
that's what Jimmy's saying.
Yeah, I think they fixed it.
I just mean maybe they fixed what the setting. I know they. If you're telling me they cleaned the ducts, I believe they cleaned.
And I also believe in the bathroom that they cleaned fan.
They took care of business, not in the normal bathroom way. But
no, they finally were like, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't, the exhaust is not working properly.
Yeah.
And because now it seems to be,
mm-hmm.
is the point I'm trying to make. Hey, we got mail.
Okay. Hey.
Sweet. The mail is here. The mail is here. The mail is here. 69. Up top, my brother. The mail is here.
Garen Sharks. Hey, by the way, speaking of the song, we did our live stream last night, our monthly live stream that we do for the level 2 and up, I believe it is.
Yep.
A nice group of folks showed up last night, but we finally got to, I believe it's the first time we got to thank Mike French and his wife, Tori. Tori?
Yep. Yes,
Tori Jackson.
In person for the many songs they've sent us. And so yeah. I know that's not one of them. But,
that is not.
But it's just a catch-all thank you to everybody that's sent in songs.
Yeah.
People that are sending, that send in mail. People that never not shop who do the things. Tim Quick who does. Oh, by the way, Tim Quick. Glad I brought it up. Tim Quick has a thing he's doing for Parkcastathon. I know it's early, but he's doing a...
custom skateboard.
The custom skateboards. And so you would go to KCSkateshop.com. KC, as in...
The letter K, the letter C.
SkateShop.com. And then under the special podcastathon menu, there's two different boards.
Yeah.
And they're both sharp-looking. They're sharp-looking.
And this is, unlike last couple years where he made one board and then we auctioned it off, this is a thing where I think anybody who wants one can buy one, right?
Yes, and I believe the profits will be going to Smile Train.
Yeah,
he will donate all that at Parkcastathon,
right?
As part of it. So, and they look sharp. They're based on the Nevernopoly, whatever that is called.
That little guy. You have the coaster thing right there. Right?
Yeah, Nevernopoly.
No, I that's just me. Oh, here it is.
Oh, right. Don't yank those earbuds out.
It's kind of based on this.
Right,
but you can go to the web. They can go to the website and see it.
Yep.
It also looks like they've got metal detector mic.
Yeah, they got. But that's just the sticker that you could get for your own.
Ah, very good.
Because I guess some people were asking for that as well, and so instead of doing just individual boards, he's providing that.
Yeah.
But he's doing that for a charity.
Yeah.
And so we thank Tim Quick for that. And we thank, like I say, Never Not Shop John, who does the great artwork that shows up on the thing. And then some guy just started doing the compilation of Dirty Carson, which I don't know if we needed. And I'll tell you why. It's not very good. I think it's good in the moment. It's fun in the moment.
Uh-huh.
But when you see him back to back to back, it's like, this is not the best Johnny Carson impression. This is an adequate.
That wasn't the point of it.
This is an adequate.
It's Dirty Carson.
The dirty is the thing, not the Carson.
Yeah, but even that, once you get three into it, it's like, boy, we got it. I don't know if we need a comp, is what I'm saying. Look at that. Well, I managed to throw that without breaking your camera. That was me throwing that. And by the way, it would not have hurt your camera at all because it's a flimsy piece of leather. But as I was throwing it, I was like, is this a good idea? And then, oh, good, it missed. All right, let me open this. This comes from Rob Harrell. Rob Harrell.
We know that name.
From Zionsville, Indiana.
Oh.
And this is a... Oh, yeah. Rob is the author, right? He's a...
That's right, yeah. He's sent us some books in the past.
I believe one of these may or may not be.
Jimmy's opening the package.
Made into a.
Oh, that's what that noise is.
Here we go. Hello, Jimmy Gang, impossible guest. No,
I thought he was raking leaves.
More books. As long as you guys have kids in the right age range, I'm going to keep sending my latest as they come out. Up first, Wink. This is for Zoe and Charlie.
Okay.
I sent Oliver a copy when it came out in late March 2020. A great time to have a book come out and plan a book tour. Oliver liked it.
Nice.
So this one is about a kid in seventh grade going through cancer treatments, but I swear to you, it's fun and funny and uplifting despite the subject matter. Has a lot of music in it, too, as the kid learns about punk music and playing guitar from his radiation tech based on what I went through 16 years ago.
Wow.
Next cool. up, Bat Pig. When Pigs Fly for Oliver, Zoe, and Charlie. This one is the first of three for now. Graphic novels about a superhero pig. Pretty sure that at least Matt and Garen will like these as well. They are ridiculously fun to write and illustrate. And book three may or may not have an asthmatic snake named Garen in it. A cool snake, not a dig. I love that I get to share these with some age-appropriate kids, and I hope it doesn't feel too much like I'm shilling my stuff. I spent an insane amount of hours writing and doing the art for these books, and you have all been my entertainment, friends, and sanity guards throughout. I seriously can't thank you enough. Hope they enjoy the books and let them know that the book I sent them years ago, Monster on... Yeah, this is, you know what? I didn't want to blow up his spot and say out of school, but this is great news. The book that he sent years ago, Monster on the Hill, is coming out as an animated movie in February.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Only Hollywood changed the name to Rumble. They also changed just about everything about the characters and story. But what are you going to do? My name will still be in the opening credits and the check cleared.
Nice.
You guys are the best. Seriously, thanks for being you. Stay moist and quiet, Rob Harrell. This goes to your house as well.
Yeah, Charlie's going to love this.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Rob. We thank you.
Neat.
We thank you. And look at that. That's nice. Yeah, that's right there.
That's so great.
Bat Pig.
Yeah, Charlie loves this kind of, you know, he loves the Dog Man. Is this a popular series of graphic novels?
I can't wait for the day when my success finally comes after being named after a snake in a graphic novel.
Or it'll be, here, you're named after the snake in the...
That'll be the day. That'll be it.
Well, they're getting, you know, if more and more of these get made into movies, Garen the Snake will be something, and
conventions, then here
you,
we come.
And then you could be like me when I was 12.
Scream for me, Long Beach.
Why are you like your 12? Oh, Elliot. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I was like,
you're welcome.
How the fuck is he wedging himself into this?
Oh,
who's this?
It's someone is at the door. It's the guest, and my ringer's on.
All right, Garen. Now, this is a young lady that's never been here before, so I recommend that you walk, you know, Mr. Pardo's assistant, you know, do the whole thing, and then
quickly
have her take a test. Although she's on a set a lot. I wonder if he... Ask her if she's been on a set. When's the last time she was tested? She might have been tested yesterday.
That's a good call.
She and her partner, Olivia, work quite a bit.
Yeah.
And so they may be getting tested on the reg, as the young people say. thank you for the books, Rob. And again, thank you to everybody that sends anything in, be it a stupid Hillary doll or, you know, take the time to make a song or anything like that. We certainly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What do we got, Garen? Oh, look at Garen. Garen's never looked more flummoxed.
Is there no one there? Was it a ghost ring?
It was UPS.
Oh.
Are they tested?
You know, I didn't know. He seemed very intent on delivering his Dell monitors to somebody.
So wait a minute. Wasn't he for us?
I don't think so.
This MF-er. Why is he buzzing our thing?
Why is he about us? We're in the middle of a show. Has he no respect for the live theater?
Of course he does. This is the same guy that barges in here without knocking. I assume.
Are we comfortable if I call this live theater? We comfortable with that?
Yeah. I don't think that's pretentious at all.
No, my God. Well, wonderful. Well, again, thank you for sending that stuff in. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everybody that joined the live stream last night. And again, mm-hmm. if you are in the early tier of that, the low, I don't want to say low, it seems unfair, but the...
There's tier one, tier one. Two,
tier
three.
Tier one, that they do not get the live stream.
That is correct.
Right. So if you want to be part of the live streams and...
It was a really fun one.
Can bump up. It was a fun one.
And if you missed it and you're in tier two or higher, then you can. We'll put it up on the website in a week or so.
Yeah.
And then of course tier three, you get the quarterly bingo game as well, in addition to other items. And, you know, whatever's going on, coasters, hats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, another wave of those went out.
Another wave of.
Merch perks.
Oh, great.
Merch perks, and another one is in process.
All right. And then I believe another wave of videos went out to the folks in the tier that
just this week
requested personal videos.
So if you If you were due one, it may or may not be in that set, but be on the lookout for an email from info@nevernotfunny.com for the link to that.
And then I'm getting excitingly close to the end of the personal phone calls. Mm-hmm. So I'll have to find another day or two to there are three or four. All depends if people will sign up. And then I could. It sounds like I don't enjoy them. I do enjoy them.
You don't enjoy the scheduling or the lack of response when you say, "Hey, I've got some times open." And right. Then people,
why can't everybody be available when I am? Is my point. Well, here's the thing. One would think by how many there are,
yeah,
I would be able to fill those.
Is there an option to just be like, yeah, there is an option to just say, I'm all set, I don't need...
There is that option. I believe the people that are remaining are not that option.
Right.
Okay.
Although people can change their minds,
yeah,
or switch the personal video. And we haven't come up with it yet, but, you know, it's worth mentioning that this year's schedule will expire at some point, so don't wait forever.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a good point, too, yeah. But I assume January 1st, that's the cutoff, right?
Probably.
For these people.
What is today's date? Because I'm looking at a November 1st.
Oh, okay. It's the 20th.
Oh, shit. Obviously, there's going to be some time. And I think I will be able to... I don't think anybody will shut out. I think we'll be able to accommodate all those that wanted the personal call. I believe that is the case. And again, I do enjoy it. Or else I would not have known that Rob Harrell was going to be having a movie made. So
yeah.
I get to learn about everybody and get to see...
I can't wait to look that up and find out what the
Rumble.
Rumble. I believe it's like... While he made jokes about it in the letter there, I believe like... It does not resemble his book in any way, shape, or form.
That's not uncommon. But
look, Garen sold something and they changed everything, but his name on the poster,
right,
gives a shit.
Pay me.
Right?
I don't give a shit. I'm not directing it.
Are we ever going to discuss what's going on with your hair? Or are we just all going to pretend it's not happening?
He's slowly turning into Kurt Cobain.
I was going to say Kurt Cobain.
It's crazy.
By the way, let's address how great his beard looks. Terrific.
Well maintained.
But then you take your headphones off and you look like a crazy wizard. Your hair is doing something. But by the way, it works.
Honestly, with the headphones on, it's almost the headphones tame it in a way that makes it look great.
I don't know what's going on. It's got these weird points that kind of just go bloop.
And
I don't know how to control it. I kind of wanted to see how it was look growing it out, but it's getting a little.
But it's going flying nun.
Yeah,
it's not going down. It's somehow going Bozo the Clown.
If I leave the house during when it's windy, I'm in trouble.
Can you? Yeah, you'll fly away.
Yeah.
Can you take the headphones off just so?
But hopefully, it will not be.
It's a little matted down. Yeah. You don't need to zhuzh it.
It is. It's not as crazy, but it still is. But I do like it, though. I'm not going to.
It's like almost page boy. The bleach is crazy, so that's different. But
yeah, it looks like you got some split ends as well. If I could tell that from this distance?
This is like sagebrush. If I rolled, it would be a tumbleweed.
That's Garen Cockrell, of course, the producer of the hit podcast, How to Survive with Danielle and Christine, which, as we talked about in the live stream last night and when Danielle was here earlier this week. It's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And the new episode with Julie Brister is out about being robbed, as Danielle alluded to, as well as having your identity stolen.
That's a crazy story.
Crazy story.
The identity theft thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is... It's not just a regular identity theft. It's like she's a person who's on television, and she was part of... She did stuff for the Onion News Network, and you'll hear it if you listen to it. But yeah, they basically took her picture and then just started going crazy on the internet with her likeness. It was nuts.
Oh, boy.
I apologize for looking at this. I'm just seeing if our guest has emailed or anything.
Gotcha.
By the way, Danielle does tell the story that she, as I said, alluded to of being mugged.
This is another example of Jimmy not coming off great in a story.
We disagree.
Yes, it was very clear that she mentioned you've been having an argument about this incident for 20 years now.
We disagree on how I certainly was supportive.
Yeah.
But when I heard I was robbed, mm-hmm, I thought her apartment was robbed. And when I walked in and saw that nothing was missing, I was confused.
Yeah. Well, she even seemed to admit that she didn't explain it well because she didn't want to be be too alarming about it when she told you
that
she was robbed.
I've gotten that far in the episode. I'm only halfway through that episode, I think. It does seem like guns were not mentioned to you until after you said, hey, wait, nothing seems to be missing.
100%.
Yeah, that's a notable difference.
Also, she tells the story, I arrive, blah, 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 and then the police arrive. When I got there, the police were there. They were already there. Uh-huh. And that's when I walked in and then like, well, why are the cops? So I think she was in shock.
Sure, sure.
And does not know my thoughts.
I think that's totally fair. I think that's probably what happens. You're not processing events clearly if you're in shock.
I mean,
and
so,
and by the way, I don't know if I process them clearly as well. Like,
right,
like,
right.
Because you're in shock with a bunch of cops there.
Holy shit, Mike. You're growing. And by the way, here's what happened. What she didn't tell, she had to call me. I was at Mike Schmidt's because I believe it was during baseball.
Oh.
And I believe it was a Sunday night or we were getting, I forget what time of year. I think we were either talking about getting the baseball draft together mm-hmm. or it was during baseball, mm-hmm. but it was definitely a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And she then called and Karen, Mike's ex-wife, answered the phone and said, yeah, Jimmy, it's Danielle. And I was like, what?
Huh.
And then Danielle said, you know, hey, I was robbed. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And so I go, guys, I got to go.
Wow.
And then I stuck around just so we could lock down those baseball things.
Of course. Sure. Yeah.
And then I got there when I could.
Finish your wings.
Wings, certainly. But yeah, then I had to, you know, drive over to, because Mike was in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to drive all the way to, as Danielle points out, the mid-Wilshire area, the mid-city.
Miracle Mile.
Miracle Mile, however she described it.
Yeah.
All three of those work, right?
Yeah, they're all the same.
La Brea Tar Pits.
Tar Pits is certainly in the area.
La Brea.
I'm loving that show, man.
Apparently it's doing well. I was surprised to hear that, but apparently it's very popular.
Are you watching it?
I am not watching
it. Look on your face, made us think you're watching it.
No. I just started watching Upload on Amazon with our friend Kevin Bigley.
Kevin Bigley, yeah.
It's quite good.
Great.
It's got a nice little sci-fi thing. It's got a little comedy in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we watched season one. And then
is season two up?
I think it is.
I think so.
Okay. I think that's why he was here, right? Was he here promoting something else?
No, I think it was promoting him. I think it was coming. I think it was coming when he was here. I don't think it was out yet.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
He just seems like a good guy, and I'm happy for all his success. Just a journeyman working actor who may end up on a ensemble sitcom at some point again.
Karen, we're talking about Alec Baldwin.
My hero.
And he just walked back in the room, so I just felt like we should explain.
Yeah.
I don't want to sandbag him.
Good guy.
Hey, Jim, what do you think about this Alec Baldwin thing? That's my dad.
Oh, boy.
Asking, and I have to say, I think it
seems like there's plenty of blame to go around from what I've been reading.
But it's blame on him. I guess it is from the top, but is blame on him for what happened that day?
I mean, I don't know what happened. It seemed like he was handed a gun that he thought had blanks in it, and he fired it, and there was an actual bullet in it. And
but why was he aiming it? This is, and I apologize for.
I don't
why was he aiming
it
at that woman?
I don't know.
Was he? Pardon this. Was he trying to be like? Was he having fun on the set? Going, hey, look at you, good you. Then
I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah, they haven't really.
What I've sort of gathered, and this is by no means factual, that I think the shot may have supposed to have been him firing towards
into the camera. Yeah.
Oh.
So he was rehearsing. But why are there live bullets on a film set?
There never should be. Because they went out to the desert on a day off to shoot guns in the desert.
And they used the prop gun.
With a prop
gun. What the fuck is the matter with those people?
It's just insane. And all, you know, you're also.
I hadn't heard that.
That was the sort of precursor to this whole disaster was that the AD and the armorer, I think, were out there just shooting guns for fun using the prop gun and they left live rounds in it.
So they should never work again.
Well, they should be in jail.
They should be in jail.
I mean, it's
100%.
It's murder.
I was watching a thing where apparently, like, Mayor of Easttown, all of those guns were special effects. They didn't actually have real guns on set at all.
Oh, is that right?
Which it seems like you could do. And it's interesting because whatever I was watching was suggesting that, you know, you use a real gun so that you get or at least a blank, so that you can get the kick from the shot. But I got to imagine you could use, like, a mechanical sort of clockwork type thing to get that same
something that recoil. You could create the recoil without firing a projectile.
You know, I was on a. Because I was trying talking about this with my dad. I don't remember what show I was on, but there was a prop gun involved. I don't know. I can't imagine it was Becker. In fact, I know it wasn't.
It was that 70s show.
Is it? Maybe I know it wasn't that. Maybe it was Monk. I don't think it was. I think it was something smaller. Like it was like a comedy thing. Remember my comedy Bang Bang or something like that, where they. Where they had a prop gun, but I remember the person going, cold gun, and being in my head going a little over the fucking top here.
Yeah, but that's
but it's guns, and I was having a conversation with somebody, and the thing that occurs to me is, I mean, especially today, how many television shows have guns involved in some way?
Lots.
Right? And over the last, like, I don't know what happened before 1930, because I'm sure people got killed on sets just, you know, making the set or whatever, because they were just starting to figure out how to do it, and they didn't have any, they didn't care about crew.
People know how to build things.
Well, no, but I'm just saying that my sense of Hollywood in the teens and the 20s and whatever was,
you know,
like,
your dad was a projectionist, go on.
Was that they didn't care, was that it was sort of Wild West, like maybe sure, some bad right. things happened. But like in the last 100 or so years or 80 years or whatever, there's been a lot of gun things.
Yeah.
If I may, isn't it crazy to say in the 1930s and then you go in the late, but in the last 100 years, like, holy shit, it's almost 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And yet it, in my head, it's still.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It seems.
When I was born. Go ahead. I'm a vampire.
Oh, all right. We can talk about that later.
Nah.
No? All right.
Apparently, Elliot's the host now. He's going to decide what we're talking about.
I know.
No. I'm not on the show.
I thought maybe I had an interesting story about the time I was on a set and there was a fucking gun. But no, he heard a guy say something once. So now I got to hear about a guy with a nail gun on a fucking set in the 30s. Go ahead, Elliot.
My only thing I was going to say is that so many guns have been used. And how many stories have there been? 20?
I only know, you know, one other incident, which is Brandon Lee.
Well, there's also that fellow from Fall Guy. Is that, am I getting that right? There was another fellow who killed himself with a blank because he was playing games.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, there's my Eddie Murphy story. We won't go into that again.
Of course.
But I mean, I'm sure there's some that
by the way, for $1 million.
I was about to say, I will give you $20.
For $1 million, I couldn't. Nope.
Garen?
Could you?
Do you know it?
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, there was a time that Eddie Murphy and you were on set together.
okay, you're up.
This was Twins 2 or something. and he fired a gun and it parted your hair.
Wow.
Did I get it?
Yeah, that's it. No. Give him the money.
$1 million.
The sound guy was doing a check, and he had to turn the boom mic all the way up, and Eddie Murphy was fucking around and fired a blank, and it made the sound guy go deaf.
So when I've told the story in the past, for anybody who does remember it, I said it was like one of the Beverly Hills Cop movies. It was not. It was Bowfinger.
Oh,
that
wow.
was the one that happened on.
Speaking of the boom mic, completely off topic. I'm now watching Diagnosis Murder, the Dick Van Dyke program.
Okay,
which is wonderful. It's very good.
It's basically like once you finish Murder, She Wrote, that's the only place to go. Either that or Matlock.
I'm a season and a half into Matlock.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And I discovered Diagnosis Murder, which I think I'm going to finish before I go back to Matlock.
Do you plan on having an active elder life?
I guess not.
Because you're doing everything you should be doing.
I think when I get older, it'll be suits and royal pains.
Yeah, you'll just graduate to those.
Or like, it's going to be the entire USA schedule.
Exactly.
But I bring this up because for two things. First of all, Scott Baio is on season one.
Okay.
And he's very good. It's infuriating that he's good. He's good when he has to be serious. He's good when he has to be action. He's good when he's got to do like the little, because there is comedy because it's Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's a good actor.
And it sucks that he's good, because he's a Looney Tune.
It makes that Bugsy Malone movie really sad. Look what you're going to turn into.
Yeah.
Little scamp. You're going to turn into a demon.
Talented young man. But in the scene last night at Dr. Sloan's house, which is Dick Van Dyke's house, his kid, Barry Van Dyke, plays his son. Mm-hmm. And who may or may not be the weak link on the program.
Okay.
Seems like a nice enough man.
Yeah.
The boom mic almost hits them in the head.
Holy shit.
It's so clear. It's like,
love it.
Nobody saw that? Nobody saw that. I'm seeing it 30 years later.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was like.
That's great.
Craziness.
Have you guys ever heard, Elliot, you might have heard this before. I've once heard someone make the excuse that in a feature film, this makes no sense from 1970 something on, but in feature films, they said, if you see a boom mic, it's the projectionist's fault.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I've heard that, too.
Because they're supposed to crop out
percentage. It's possible because before CinemaScope, mm-hmm. everything was 4:3, I think.
Right.
And so,
which is what old TVs were also.
Right. And so, but that was, they made the widescreen so that movies would look different from TV, I think. Think might have been the reason.
Yeah, and also I think just artistically to capture the grandeur of like in a Western, the sort of the you know, the Monument Valley type shots looked crazy in this.
So it is possible, but then you could blame it on the projectionist potentially, but I would also think that maybe the print shouldn't have had that on it. So I don't know.
It just kind of feels like that argument must have been initiated by a
boom operator.
Boom operator who's yeah. like,
that's not my fault. Or maybe somebody who knew my dad. It could be also
that. I recommend Diagnosis and Murder. No, that's not what I was going to say. I had something to add to this conversation, uh-huh. and then I lost it.
That is a good show, though, right?
You know what it is?
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, Dick Van Dyke, for crying out loud.
And it's Dick Van Dyke. He's great. He's so natural and fun. Yeah. He dances in a couple of them, and it's like, in my head, I'm like, dude, let's do this every show. Let's go. Let's bring let's bring this song in. Find an excuse to do a charity event every episode.
Has anyone watched the new Perry Mason?
No, it's bleak.
It's dark and gritty, right?
Did you watch it?
I didn't finish it. Yeah. I love that era. Like, I love what is like the 20s LA. Like,
that's cool. Yeah.
That's 100 years ago, by the way.
100 years ago.
Yeah. I like the LA Confidential era. I love that era. Of
yeah,
LA.
Me too.
Like,
yeah. Me too.
But it's dark. It's very, very.
You're making me want to watch it now.
Go ahead. Watch it.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Do it.
I'm still trying to get through Squid Game.
I dare
Game.
You.
Good. Go ahead. Do it. Either. Watch it.
You haven't watched Squid Game, Garen?
It's right up your alley.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, you should watch it.
I need to. And I think I watched the second episode because my roommate was watching it. And I liked it. I just haven't sat down.
Daniel B. Koenig is watching it. I am not.
I'm enjoying it a lot.
Why are you not watching it?
You know my issues.
Come on.
There's no squids.
I don't like to read.
There's no squids.
There actually is a squid. And the mom, you know, the guy with the glasses, his mom works.
Oh, yeah. But you don't really see it.
Oh, you see it. I've just watched episode two. She's like chopping up a squid on the chopping block.
I'm a little, you know, I used to go every Sunday and play board games with June Squib. And so we call those squib games. That joke had to have been done much sooner than this.
No,
she doesn't have a podcast named that.
You don't think so? You don't think a June squib joke has been made?
Maybe in her family. But that's not like.
Well, what about squib? You know, squib is the thing where when you get shot,
properly doing a film scene with someone getting shot.
Yeah. So there's got to be, because I know there's a lot of violence in this thing. There's got to be a joke, squib games. It should be called Squib Games, right? There's got to be that joke on the world.
I haven't seen it. I think that's a good
idea. There's no way I'm the first with Squib.
I don't know, man. You might be the first.
Garen, do a June Squib Games. There's got to be a meme or something, right? With her with one of those heads on?
I mean, I guess, yeah, with millions of people.
I guess you wouldn't know what June Squib if she has that head on. But
somehow that indicate it. It could be her in the jumpsuit. She could be one of the people competing.
Is there a June? Do we have a June Squib?
Is that how she made her money, though? Is that they were named after her, like, parents or something?
Oh, that's a good question. Why do they call them squibs?
I don't know.
To me, it always seemed like onomatopoeic, like that just kind
squib,
of...
Squib, squib, squib.
Yeah.
There's a lot of squib games.
There is a lot of squib, squib in, as the gun...
No.
But does it have anything to do with the show?
No.
Well, Kim, is it June Squib?
I'm just saying, the phrase squib game has been out there before this show came along.
Is this guy, his name Squib from Harry Potter? Do you guys remember?
It's not Squib.
No.
It's something similar, though.
That's the main... You can't see it, right? It's just going to reflect
What is
it.
That guy's? I forget that character's name.
I don't know.
I've only seen one of those movies.
It's the janitor, right, for Harry Potter?
I think so.
I've only seen one of those and have a kid your age.
Because Zoe watched them all with friends, and Charlie doesn't care. He's not interested. Great.
Oh, yeah. A squib. Sorry, Matt. A squib is a wizard-born, non-magical person.
Ah.
That's what that means.
Thank you, Garen. So there's no June Squib.
No.
By the way, if you're wondering if J.K. Rowling was going to silence the haters with some new work, Christmas Pig's out, guys. I was just at Barnes & Noble the other day. She's got a new book called Christmas Pig.
Is it selling?
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of them on the table, a big stack of them.
It's not going to sell here, but it could certainly sell.
It's not a Harry Potter related thing, by the way. It's just a new story from J.K. Rowling called Christmas Pig. I think that's what it's called.
I like her book. Like, I like those Cameron Strike books. I like the Harry Potter books, but I...
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I can't, and it sucks.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
you know, just, that's why I'm having a tough time with this Diagnosis Murder, guys. I just got to wrestle with these Scott Baio scenes.
This is one episode.
No, he's in the whole...
He's in the whole first season?
Minimum first season.
Holy crap, I didn't realize that.
He might, and then I believe
I thought he was a guest star.
Charlie Schlatter takes over that role. Or that...
I remember that guy.
That young...
Yeah.
I don't know why Scott Baio leaves. Hmm. I'll do some research after I don't want to do any Wikipedia looking, and then an episode Dr. Stewart dies. You know, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Because I want to be surprised. You know, I want to have the emotional. You know,
I want to take the ride. You buy the ticket, you take the ride.
I want to tear up like it in a Love Boat. I don't want to be disappointed. Michael Tucci's in it. Remember Michael? You remember Michael Tucci?
Sure. I remember that name.
I believe he plays Sonny in Grease.
Oh.
He's one of the T-Birds.
Sonny.
He's the of Stanley Tucci.
He's not Duty.
Right.
And he's not the blonde guy.
And he's not our friend. He's not our friend at all, but the main guy, Kinnicky.
No, he's not our friend in any way, shape, or form.
No, I don't know why I said that.
He's also dead.
Well, we miss him. Our dear departed friend.
That guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's in it. He's good.
I think that guy lives in Burbank.
He lives, and I want to say he, and I believe Barry Pearl, who played Duty.
Uh-huh.
I believe both of them, when my in-laws would have the latkes, they called it. It was like a all-encompassing holiday party.
Mm-hmm.
I believe those two dudes, because I think they did theater with them.
Yeah.
And I think that Michael Tucci and Barry Pearl, and I want to say even Barry Denton, I believe, would pop up at those.
Yeah, your in-laws must be about the same age as those guys. Like, Walter could have been in Grease. He was probably the same age as those guys when they were filming Grease, because it was 78, right?
Well, what would Walter be? How many years ago is 78? 50? 40.
45 or something and change.
40 something.
So 40, he'd be in his 40s. I think he'd be a little too old.
Yeah. But wasn't he super young?
Jesus Christ, who's coming in?
Hello. Right,
here's Sidney Heller is joining us. Now, Sidney is for those just listening, is not a 90-year-old Jewish man. but the name sounds like, right? Sid Heller's going to get on the blower and talk us through some things.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Matt, you and I met Sidney at Flappers when her comedy partner, Olivia's mother was on our program. Is that true, Sid? Did we meet that day?
Yeah.
How'd it go? Do you remember it going well?
I don't know. I was a child, I think.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was 3 years ago.
I was a child not that long ago. I don't know what to tell you. I'm a young person.
Yeah. Damn. We're going to ask you to leave.
Okay.
I guess I forgot just how young you were.
It's illegal for me to be in most places.
So for that said, did you color that jacket in yourself before you arrived? Or?
Yeah. This is my own Crayola.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of jacket somebody would wear behind home plate at a baseball game because they want to get on camera.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm always trying to do.
What?
It looks like some sort of a NASCAR team.
It is. I got it off of eBay.
Electronic okay. bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The electronic bay.
And does it fit comfortably?
Sure, it's big.
Okay.
It's like a big invitation for people to talk to me about NASCAR. I don't know anything about it.
You don't know anything about NASCAR?
I know there's cars.
Well, yeah, I guess it's,
and
a,
nasty,
it's right
I guess.
In the name. Yeah. Is that short for a nasty car?
Yeah.
I've never done any research on
nasty,
this.
Nasty, sexy car.
Yeah, damn right. sexy car if you're nasty. That doesn't work.
Karen, you're kind of from Hillbillies. Do you know what NASCAR stands for?
National Association of Sports Car American Racing. No. I think I started strong.
Yeah, you sounded good at first, and then it petered out.
National Association Sporting Cars?
I think it's Stock Car.
Stock Car. You're right. Thank you.
National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing.
All right.
There you go.
Now we solved it.
Well, now Sidney can...
All right, take off, Sid.
Now that we've taught you what that means, we've solved it.
That's all I'm here to do.
All right, Sidney Heller is here. She's taking time away from her 9,000 online projects with Olivia. These two don't shut the fuck up, apparently.
Oh, my God.
It's nonstop. They got a podcast, then they run their mouths on Snapchat, then they've got a thing on YouTube. They got some other thing, Coil. I don't even know what that is.
Is that a real thing, Coil?
Coil is a real thing, but I wouldn't be able to explain to you what it is because I have no idea.
Oh, okay. But they do. Their Coil is some sort of a production arm.
I don't know. They just gave me a shit ton of money, and I went, absolutely, I'll give you something for that.
And where does that show live, then? Where does it...
YouTube and, like, anywhere that you can listen to a podcast. It's just a podcast.
Oh, it's just a podcast.
Yeah. It's about nothing.
Welcome to our show. We've been sort of fit right in.
Established 2006. All right, Sidney Heller is here again, taking time away. I don't know where her partner Olivia is today, and I'm not interested.
Hmm.
Right, we have Sidney. That's all that matters. What's my hand doing?
By saying that, though, you're sort of drawing attention to the fact that you do kind of want to know where she is.
I'd like to know where Olivia is. Yeah, I think
she's in Woodland Hills.
That's where they live, right?
No, they live in the general Los Angeles area.
All right. You were the one that said it, not me. You were the one that said it. Don't put this on me. I believe that is, I don't, is it? I don't know where they live. It's not my business. I've done some research where they live. I've driven past their home.
Oh, God.
No.
It's getting creepy.
I'm not. Of course I'm not.
I think you should remember, she's a young girl. She's a young girl.
But her mom was.
No, I know she's a young girl. She's a child like you are.
I know.
But you're not 16.
Maybe.
I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. As a reminder, Olivia's mother was on our program.
Yes.
And
you had a huge crush on her mom.
Yes, I did. We all did. Everybody did. And she still has probably creeps that show up at the conventions. And
yep.
She is a man who's making a statue of her skeleton to give to Olivia when Diane dies.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, God.
So that's always good. Olivia always says she knows how she's going to die, so...
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Fuck.
Yeah, that is... I will say this, that Diane Franklin being on our show cured me of my crush. So we're... that I mean, she's a human being.
Oh, okay.
Like, I mean that. No, I know it didn't.
No, she's great.
But I mean that as a complimentary, that she's like...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not somebody that I just see on television.
Right.
It's like when Jason Thompson from General Hospital was here. I stopped watching General Hospital because, they're people.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really doctors, and they don't live in Port Charles. So the illusion was up. Yeah. And same with Diane when she came on and was just an idiot doing chicken fights. Remember we did that?
Yeah.
So that changed everything. But again, not about them. Sydney Heller is here. She's taking time. We're going to find out. Where did she grow up? We're going to find out. And then we're
going to guess the general Los Angeles area.
I'm going to say the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
You want to bet it? You want to bet money on it? Let's bet money on it.
So you get the entire middle of the country.
No, I'll be more specific. We'll all be more specific.
Oh, so are we going to be city specific or state specific?
State.
Yeah, let's go states.
All right, go. Play the song.
I'm playing a song.
Cindy, you can't hear. There's a song playing.
Okay. Oh, boy. Slow one.
Bet.
Karen, throw me your bet. Yeah, chip. Cindy, you want to end on this? You want to bet?
I'd love to bet.
Doesn't seem fair.
I think she knows.
Yeah, I feel like
she's got too much intel. Seems like insider trading.
I think she looked it up before.
Right in your hand.
Hey, that was by the way, when Garen threw it at me, it hurt.
Oh,
because
wow.
It landed sideways.
Yeah.
Yours came in like that.
Come on, Garen.
Nice. Come on, Garen. It's his fault for throwing it wrong.
I'm taking California because I was already in.
And I'm going to take Ohio.
Okay.
All right. I'm going Florida.
All right, Garen, you have a guess on where Sid grew up?
I'm going to say Washington.
Wow.
Washington State?
Yeah.
Boy, you and I were very, very
did be
we,
clear.
We needed that to be clear. Sydney, do you want to, first of all, is anybody correct?
No.
Oh, shit.
All right, let's bet again.
Change of plans. Keep it in. Money runs.
New York. I'm going New York.
All right. You pick
well,
New York.
I mean, someone's partially correct.
Oh, okay.
No,
we'll take that.
I moved.
So you moved as a child.
Yeah.
Where did you, but is this age? Where you live the most?
I spent 10 years in one place.
Okay.
And is that the longest before you moved here?
Like my elementary school years and middle school, that's what I count like growing.
Right, okay, right, and none of us are right.
No.
Okay. Go on.
No, I think, but then you moved to, what age did you move to, I assume, here?
14.
Okay.
Oh.
So I win.
No, you don't.
We're talking about.
She hasn't been here 10 years.
But I got the closest.
No, we said where she grew up.
She was still grown up. She's 14. She's just a kid.
No, not acceptable.
How old is your son? Is he still grown up or is he a full grown man?
He shaves.
Does he?
Yeah.
I was technically grown up at 13 because that's when I was bat mitzvahed.
Okay.
So
if you're going to play the religion card, then
I'm not.
Can't argue with that.
I'm going to play that card every day forever till I die.
No way.
So, yeah.
You want to agree with this, Jimmy.
I do?
Because otherwise Matt wins.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 13. Thank you.
All right, so if we're betting again, now I really have to think about it.
You said New York.
Well, he's thinking.
But I don't know if
I said it.
Okay, fine, New York.
I'm going to go with Texas.
That's a good guess. Is it?
I don't know if it's a good guess or not.
Texas Jew?
This is my point.
Right, yeah, West, you moved. Couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah.
I was going to say Nebraska next, but...
You really don't like money. Nobody's from Nebraska.
Johnny Carson, you son of a bitch.
It was the last guy who came here from Nebraska. Actually, no. Did Paul Rust come from Nebraska?
Iowa.
Iowa.
He's from Iowa, as is Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
That's important to bring up.
There's some director that's from Nebraska.
Did you say your state yet?
I said Texas.
How'd it go?
Garen?
We don't know yet.
Garen?
Connecticut.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Wow. Said anybody right yet?
No.
Yeah.
All right. So how many
states are left?
43 or something?
Something like that,
I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, nobody had that.
Nobody had that.
Money returning.
But I feel like I was on the right track.
Coming at you.
Is any of those my face? Because I put in an Elliot.
Oh, I got a guest for some reason.
Here's Matt. Here's a Matt face.
Yo.
Did I catch it?
That was a great
one. I got one with my face. So that worked. But that could have shattered that window. What a fucking idiot I am.
Yeah.
All right. Sydney Heller is here. This is the type of fun that we have here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We got to match Garen's K. A lot of matching today. We already got the second matching game right around the corner. We'll be back.
Arizona?
No, no, man, it's already solved.
Oh.
Las Vegas, Nevada, she says.
I was close.
Home of the TV show Hacks.
Yes. Hey guys, Matt here with some dates for you. Sid Heller is on Twitter at Sid Heller, S-Y-D-H-E-L-L-E-R. Also at Sid and Olivia if you want to follow them as a team. Also, if you want to hear them as a team or watch them as a team on YouTube, Sid and Olivia Talk Shit is the podcast. It's on YouTube and everywhere you get podcasts. Check it out. She's delightful and hilarious. I expect Olivia is as well. And so go do that and enjoy it at your leisure. Jimmy Pardo is enjoyable and he is at Flappers in the Zoom Room on November 19th, 7 p.m. Pacific Time show for that. Go to flapperscomedy.com for tickets, and then you just join the Zoom from anywhere in the world and enjoy his comedy and some crowd work. Maybe you could request a bit. All those things are possible at the Flappers Zoom Room, November 19th, and then also at Flappers, the actual physical location, on December 7th. He is judging Pop Cultured, the game show with comedians. It's a pop culture game show, and always fun times. So check it out if you're in Burbank, California, December 7th. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 29K, the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. As you know, Sydney Heller is here. Sydney's got the partner, Olivia De Laurentiis, and the various programs. What's the most current one that you're directing people to?
Probably the podcast. We have a podcast called Sid and Olivia Talk Shit. Am I allowed to say shit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's in the title, so that's what it's called. It's on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
So it's video as well as audio?
It's video as well, and there's like an animation bit in the video. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's nice. Who does the animation? Do one of you girls do it?
No, we don't. It's like somebody else who is good at it.
They provide that.
I can't draw anything.
You can't draw at all?
No.
If somebody asked you right now to draw, let's just say a turkey, would you do? How would you do? Would you use the hand?
Yeah, I'd do hand.
All right, bad example. If somebody asked you to draw a car, how would you draw?
Hand.
You hand? Have you ever seen a car?
No.
Okay, very good.
But I do have a NASCAR jacket.
Yeah. You love the idea of cars. You've just never seen one.
I love the idea of a car. I've never seen a car.
Jesus, how'd you get? Did you bicycle here?
And I walked.
Boy, all the way from Vegas.
All the way from North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you're in the North Hollywood area?
Yeah.
I lived in North Hollywood when I was your age, I want to say.
Yeah.
No, I was still older.
Is that where your shared manager sets people up when they get to town?
Yeah. Yeah, we were in the Oakwood. Yeah. We're in there with all the child actors and actresses.
I love
that
the idea.
That doesn't exist anymore, though, right? The Oakwood's
gone? No, I think they turned it into condos or something. Or, you know, like you can just buy a place there and live there for full time.
So where do those poor people go?
I don't know.
The Fred Savages of the
Sydney
world.
Sydney probably doesn't even know what we're talking about, but right on the hill is...
I'm just going to smile and nod.
there was this complex where when kids would come to LA to audition for pilot season, their families, they would all live in this giant apartment complex that's like in the hill above Burbank.
God, I want that reality TV show.
It seems like it should have been a show.
In fact, it's right on, it's on the hills. It's on Barham. It's on Barham between the 101 and Warner Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you'd go there and they got a tennis court. And you could, this is the first place I ever saw this because I looked there for an apartment when I moved here.
Yeah.
And way out of my price range because it's ridiculous. It's just they're taking advantage of families that need a place.
It's short term.
But you could pick the color carpeting you want. You can get anywhere from cream to seafoam green.
Really strange.
And I loved the name Seafoam Green, and I was like, I almost want to move here just so I could get that carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not move there. Couldn't afford it.
But you now can afford that carpet, so you could just go get that for your house.
I could, but I think it would look like an old lady's house.
You could raise a child actor who's very successful.
My son has no interest, even though he wants to be a comedian for a living when he gets older. As of right now, no interest in performing.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. It's too bad, though, because he would be good.
He would be good.
You can tell.
That's the part that sucks.
He would be good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I need him.
Yeah. I need him. To get that carpet.
Oh, shit. I got to get him. He's got to support me soon. I'm done.
I just remembered, though, there was one TV show that filmed at the Oakwoods.
Oh.
It was that Paul Rust show, Love. I think it was just called Love on Netflix with him and
Gillian Jacobs.
Gillian Jacobs, yeah. They lived there, or he lived there, and it was sort of about that. Like, they made some jokes about the fact that there were kids there and stuff. So, not quite what we're looking for in terms of like a full-on show about kids living in
really
the
just an unnecessary Paul Rust plug. That's
well,
all
I just wanted to see if anyone else watched that show. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
You enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah,
it's about love. Paul Russ was just in Chicago with that band of his.
Oh, Don't Stop, Will We Die?
Yeah.
Or Will
Tony Die. Thaxton was there, and a friend of the show, Dan Padley, went to see the show.
Oh, fun.
That's it. Got it.
Are you trying to match my unnecessary story?
Yeah.
You did it.
Wanted to bring everybody down. It's like,
I want to tell an unnecessary story.
Go.
My dog humps my arm sometimes.
Listening?
That's it. That's the story.
What's your dog's name?
Her name is Mousy. She's small.
What kind of dog are we talking about?
She's like a Chihuahua Terrier Pug kind of mix. She's haunted.
What a dog.
She's like a cursed dog.
How can a dog be haunted? Cursed, I understand.
You have to meet her. She's
I'm
cursed.
I'm allergic. I can't meet this dog.
Okay, well, she's cursed.
Where is she at home right now on her own?
Yeah, she's at home.
Do you have roommates?
No, I live by myself.
Love it. Love everything about it.
Gotta love it.
I want to know where you live. Not on the air, but I want to know where you live in North Hollywood because I'm curious if it's near where I used to live.
It's possible. It's not a huge place.
My in-laws also live in North Hollywood.
Cool. Maybe I live with them.
No, I know for
but
a fact
you would
it's
have
not
roommates,
that.
Wouldn't you?
Then you would have roommates.
No, no, I'm hidden.
You live in the walls.
I live in the walls.
Oh, like
with my
TV
cursed
show,
dog.
Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're a ghost.
It's weird that the dog, most dogs hump your leg. This one gets all the
She's
way up.
She's all over the arm.
She's all up on my arm. Yeah. And she didn't do it to anybody else, only me.
Oh, and it's a female dog. That's extra weird then.
Yeah. Or is it?
No, I think it's...
I think
the arm looks like a...
No. But I thought the boy dogs are the ones that hump
Yeah,
legs.
But actually, last time I heard, women are allowed to sexually express themselves and have sexuality.
Take it. We're much older than you. We don't know the new ways of the world.
Women can have orgasms now.
No. I have not read about that yet, so...
Hysterical.
It doesn't exist.
Whatever you talk about at your Canasta Club, you do on your time.
Hysteria.
I get it. I'm sure we'll talk about it at the clubhouse later. And we'll discuss it with you ladies we're talking about in 2021. All right, listen, let's go around the horn. Let's check in with everybody and see how everybody's doing. Again, Sid Heller is here. She and Olivia Talk Shit is the name of the podcast that you could find wherever you're looking for such a thing. And I don't like the language right in the title, to be honest with you.
No, sorry, my dad doesn't either.
Your dad, there's a chance your dad's younger than me. Is that possible?
No. How old are you?
I'm not comfortable saying. You tell me how old your dad is.
But what if he doesn't want me to say?
Oh, good point.
All right, let's pretend then we're not talking about your dad anymore.
Okay, so...
How old's your uncle?
How old's this guy that we're just...
I once met this guy who qualified to get the vaccine first.
Oh, I'm not... No. So he's immunocompromised?
No.
Did I say any of that right?
Yeah.
So your dad's over 65.
Well, he is 65.
Happy birthday.
Nailed it. Mm-hmm.
To him.
To him, yeah.
Is he still... No, he's not in Vegas. He's in this area.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, got it.
Sorry, I didn't realize that's not an answer to the question.
No, because it was a double dip.
So yeah, that threw you off the extra yeah.
Is he in Vegas or is he here?
Oh,
yeah,
see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what happened.
Yeah, he's here.
Do they live near you or did you move far away from them?
I moved far-ish.
Where are they? Orange County?
No, they're like north, like near like Agora.
Oh, go over that area.
Mm-hmm.
Ventura County.
Yeah.
Red hat? Does your dad wear a red hat?
No. No.
Doesn't like the Angels,
Oh, no. No, he doesn't like the Angels. He doesn't like sports.
So your dad is not a sports guy?
Not a sports guy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dad into?
He likes The Voice.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that?
It sucks.
No. You don't like a chair turning around?
I like a moving chair. This one does it.
Yeah.
He likes a good moving chair. He's a good guy. He's a good dad.
I would
imagine
he's
being
terrific.
A dad.
Yeah, and brothers and sisters?
Sister.
And she lives here as well?
She's my next door neighbor.
Yeah. In North Hollywood?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got her...
Apartment next door or building
next
door?
No, apartment next door. I got her place right next door.
So, again, I don't want to know exactly where you live, but let's pretend you're in an apartment complex.
It kind of seems like you want to know exactly where I live.
You're on the third floor?
Maybe.
But let's pretend you're on the third floor.
Gate code?
You're in 301. She could be in 303?
Yeah.
I assume the odds are on the one side and the odds are on the other.
Tends to be how it works.
So she's right next door.
Oh, right next door, yeah.
And you like that.
Yeah, it's good. She's like a good person.
You have your own space, but you can see each other.
And she helps out like when I need help with the dog and stuff. Like she's a good friend to have.
That is nice.
Do you guys
nice.
Ever meet up in the laundry room and chit-chat?
We do.
Love it. Love everything about it.
Yeah.
Sounds like you might have lived in the same building I lived in.
Maybe.
Mine had a laundry room.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yours had a laundry
it's
room.
The same
it
did. Place.
Odds on one side, evens on the other.
Yeah. It also had like a little workout room that to no people used.
We have a little workout room that little to no people use.
How little?
Little.
Yeah, this one's little.
Yeah, it's
just
small.
A bike.
Like shoebox size.
Yeah, like not worth really. Why don't you don't put this as a selling point?
No. Right. It's dark and it's small.
Jesus Christ. This is the same building.
This is the same building.
It's gotta be.
I'm gonna write down my address.
Okay. Did you have a shaded pool?
You don't have to write it down. You've said the street you used to live on.
I lived on Otsego. But I don't want to give away where she lives.
A good point.
I don't want to live away where she is.
Well,
that's not where I live, but...
You know where Otsego is.
It's also a long street.
I know where Otsego is.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what we just accomplished.
I'm not sure what just happened.
We both do laundry.
Hey.
So we've got... all right, let's check in with Garen Cockrell. Speaking of living in the valley, sadly.
What the fuck?
Garen Cockrell, who has a hot weekend planned. He's going to go see One Night in Soho, The World's Your Oyster. What...
is that the full title?
One Night in Soho. Oh. In the world.
I see, I didn't get that because I always want to go Hard Man Humble.
I went with the other one.
You did.
What do you see Soho tonight or do you wait till tomorrow?
I don't know.
Wow. Dramatic reading.
I honestly don't know. I haven't even thought about it, to be honest.
And you're excited about it, though.
It looks great. I'm excited to see it.
I can't decide if it looks great or not.
I like the cast.
I don't like... We've talked about on the show that the unnecessary, let's do a sad version of an up-tempo song to be haunting.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's a little overdone.
Yeah.
And that the young lady, the star, sings Downtown in a creepy way,
mm-hmm.
which is...
Okay.
I'm done. I'm already done with that. Sorry. You know what? If Edgar Wright walks in right now, I'd tell him so.
Okay.
I'd probably ask you to do it. But he will leave here with the information.
Okay. I think he seems, like I said, I said on the live stream last night, I was recording a Zoom for Doug Benson that he was in yesterday, and he seems very open to feedback. So I don't know if
he would be open to this feedback.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's a small chance he didn't pick the music for the trailer, although if it's part of the movie, he did.
I believe it's part of the movie, and I think it's part of the soundtrack, and I believe it's a bunch of tunes like that.
Okay, well, then so I tread carefully, because it sounds like this is pretty close to his heart.
Now, you guys are more into movies than I am. Is he one of the Wright brothers?
I believe he is a descendant.
Okay, great. So he's flown. We know he's flown. Okay.
Yeah. He had to fly over to England to live there, because they were from, what, North Carolina or something?
Ohio, I want to say.
Oh, right. But they went to North Carolina to fly that thing, didn't they?
Where's Kitty Hawk?
I always thought they were in Dayton, Ohio.
Or is it South Carolina?
I don't believe the Carolinas play into this at all.
They do. Because their license plate has the friggin' plane on it.
The Wright brothers didn't have a car.
I don't know what a car is.
I know. Sorry to keep you out on this.
Do you know what a plane is?
No. Big car? Like big car?
Real big car.
Winged car.
I got you.
They made the first controlled sustained flight of a powered heavier than an aircraft with the Wright Flyer on December 7th, south of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
All I can do is apologize for not thinking.
But that does raise the question: Why did they leave Ohio to do that?
Was there higher ground
more
to
wind,
get the
right angle hilled?
I'm betting money is involved somehow.
You think some cash?
No,
you think some cash exchange hands?
You're so cynical, Elliot.
Sydney, yes. are you going to go see this One Night in Soho movie that Garen won't stop talking about?
Yeah, if someone makes me go.
Why do you need to be dragged to such a movie?
I just don't really do things on my own. Like, I need somebody to be like, okay, we're going to go see this movie. And then I'm like, all right, I'll do that.
You won't go see a movie by yourself?
No.
You've never gone to the movies on your own?
No, I have, but I'm not in that phase of life right now.
Oh, Christ.
Right now, I'm in the phase where I kind of sit home and I chill. And then if somebody's like, hey, let's go do something, I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
Then you're in on this.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last thing you did when you've left your apartment to
last
go
night
have
I
fun?
Saw a movie.
What did you see last night?
The Wes Anderson movie that's out.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. A shrug. I describe it as a shrug.
Yeah. I like him a lot, but I wasn't like, ooh, this is the best thing I've ever seen. I was like, this was fine.
This was Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
This was Wes Anderson at his worst Wes Anderson, and I don't mean that in the complimentary.
No, it was just kind of like, okay, cool. I got Twizzlers.
That's a good night.
That's a delicious treat.
Yeah.
The motion picture. By the way, when we went, we had popcorn that turned all of our stomachs.
Oh,
oh good.
They put too much of the...
fake butter?
Of the fake butter. Although it's at the Landmark, which I think is real butter. But it was still too much of it.
Or do you think the butter went bad?
It could be bad butter.
Bad butter? Butter bad?
Yeah, I got a butter bad.
Yeah. It's my favorite DJ, by the way, bad butter.
Bad butter.
I have an answer on the Kitty Hawk thing, if you would like to hear.
Oh, boy.
You seem so excited about it, Jimmy.
I like the idea of hanging up the phone.
Yeah, sure.
I like the idea of getting closure on it.
Mm-hmm. So they did begin their experimentations in Dayton, Ohio, where they're from. But apparently the beach in Kitty Hawk had a more constant wind.
Oh, all right.
So that made it easier for them to test their planes.
By the way, when my son was in, let's say, third grade, possibly fourth, they did a living museum where they were, where they built themselves into a thing and then they would talk. He was one of the Wright brothers, so there's a chance I knew all of this information. There's a chance that I was given all this info and just went, great job, son. That was terrific. And then got in my car and then went, how can I be a bigger star?
Now, when you say car.
Oh, geez, I'm sorry. I keep bringing up this. I don't know. Oh, car is short for automobile, by the way.
Okay.
So maybe, have you heard of automobile?
No.
Not even that.
That like a big car?
No, same thing.
It's like an automatic mobile.
Okay.
So
I'll Google.
See, when cars first started, people used their feet to propel it.
And
then it became an automobile.
Right. Yeah,
automated in every way.
Yeah.
I mean, not at first. There were some manual aspects to it.
Yeah, crank it up.
Yeah, and the clutch and the shift and the stick.
I had a clutch. One of my first cars had a clutch.
Hmm. You had to pull out a thing?
Pardon?
Wait. Oh, no, you had a manual car.
Yeah, I had a manual car.
Okay, sorry.
Absolutely.
I was thinking choke.
Yeah. You're thinking the answer to that, by the way, is yes.
You had a car with a choke.
I did.
What? That sounds annoying.
Which you only had to use, I think, on cold days.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken,
that
it was
plausible.
Something with, because it has something to do with the oil, right? Does the choke? I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know. I know that when you start a lawnmower, you need to do something.
I apologize. Wait, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I apologize. Sid, there's occasionally doctors calling me.
That's all good.
Hello? Hi, Rachel. Oh, it's my warranty?
You idiot.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. I'm having all this medical stuff going on, so I don't know. I don't recognize phone numbers. So instead, I have to hear these fucking warranty people.
I bet you had a body warranty.
If I did, that's expiring.
Is that why? Is that the condition you're going to the doctor for? You can't recognize numbers?
I can't recognize numbers. I recognize yours and people I know.
Well, yeah. Hopefully it says my name.
Nope.
You don't save numbers.
Pardon?
You don't save numbers.
I don't see numbers.
Just see
very progressive.
I don't see colors or numbers.
Very progressive.
So we don't have to take a break. We could just pick
I stopped recording.
Oh, you did?
Yes, we did.
My apologies. Ready?
We're talking choke.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. Sorry for that. That was not a doctor calling me. That was apparently my car warranty is at risk of expiring.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
I'm going to get on it.
Why did you not take care of it immediately?
I don't know.
Stop the show. I mean, this is important enough. I would say we cancel the recording so you can deal with this.
I'm a pro. The show must go on, so I'll deal with it later. But I'll deal with it.
Good.
She doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, I have no idea.
Cars
what that
have
is.
Warranties.
I know warranty.
Oh, you do know that.
Yeah, of course I know warranty.
Electronics, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but what is car?
I'm going to show you a photograph at some point.
I mean, in this instance, you actually don't even know what the you don't need to know what the car is.
Okay.
This is just an annoying phone call that people get. I don't know if you have a cell phone.
Yeah, I know cell phone.
Okay.
Cool.
Come on, guys.
Car, you don't know.
No, I'm not an alien. Is car?
It's short from automobile. choke. I don't know. I don't know what it does.
I have since looked it up.
Okay. Oh,
very quickly, it just changes.
Stop looking things up.
I disagree. I like having answers.
It's his job. Karen's supposed to.
He sucks at it.
I know he does. But
so if we got a guy that knows how to do it, let's take advantage
defense,
of it. Yes,
I have it up as well.
Go for it.
You probably know more about it, so I'll let. LL
well, and when it's a tech thing, I get excited. So it just changes the fuel to air mixture, and you can enrich and put more fuel in there, which is probably what you're talking about. When it gets cold,
yes.
You may need to change that balance in order to make sure the engine will start.
All right. Well, there you have it. That was on my, I want to say, 67 Firebird.
That sounds right.
My very first car.
Yeah.
That was a hand-me-down that I may have bought for $300, I want to say.
Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah.
Carbureted as well, one imagines.
Yeah. I don't know. I by the way, I barely know car.
Yeah, you and I are operating in
so
very
he wants
low
to
level.
Go into carburetor that have a carburetor. I don't know. I don't know what overhead cam is. I don't know what any of these things
I push the button and it goes
right. And by the way, before that you had to use a key to turn.
Yeah,
and thank God they put that fucking button in now so a dummy like me can start his car more simply. Hi, I'm Jimmy, professional talker. Garen, if you don't go see the movie tonight, you'll see it over the weekend.
Yes.
Anything else planned?
No.
Have
is
you
this been Halloween weekend?
Yes,
Halloween weekend.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I would imagine this is a big weekend for you.
You know, I don't know. I don't usually go out for Halloween lately, but maybe this year I will. I don't know.
Do you ever drive around and just look at the decorations? Because there's a lot of good ones.
Walk around?
Sorry. Do you
oh,
ever,
oh, yeah, walk.
Do you ever?
Yes, walk.
Do you ever take a transportation to a neighborhood that has lots of cool decorations?
No, because it just makes you, it kind of depresses me, to be honest. Because like, I want to be the house that does that.
Yeah.
Oh. That was almost an Ebert situation.
Ebert?
Did you just smash it on the file cabinet?
It hit enough that I felt it.
Yeah,
it startled me, but the pain didn't happen.
Gotcha.
So
we need to reconfigure his seating arrangement. He's just not cut out for this.
Scarecrow. I don't know how to control my arms.
Well, here's the thing. Now that we know he can look things up.
I know. I don't know if we need him anymore.
We got one too many pieces in here.
Feels like it.
Oh, yeah, you just lost your job because you hit your elbow.
Oh, no.
Gotta keep him tight. Arms and hands inside the car at all times.
I'm going to go see that movie right now, then.
There's probably a 12:40 showing that you could get to quickly.
Late. Be late.
No, you're just gonna miss the trailers.
Oh no, I'm out.
Sid, now you're a younger person. Do you big Halloween plans? Do you have parties to go to, you young people?
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Well, I'm Olivia and I are gonna have a party.
You are?
Yeah.
At her place or your place?
At her place.
I just want to know where to go.
Yeah. Yeah, at her place. We used to throw a Halloween parties every year in college that was themed like slutty something. Mm-hmm. So like, you know how like everybody will like dress up as like a slutty cat in college? Like all the girls will be like a slutty cat. So we did like a party that was like come as a slutty version of a real life cat. And you have to like be very deliberate in who you're being and let us know at the door. And we were very angry if you didn't have something planned. And then the next year we did slutty baby.
Okay.
Because you know, people will do like a I'm just a little baby,
yeah,
kind of costumes. And I don't know if that's correct, but we did a version of that where she was baby Jesus and I was a dumpster baby.
Oh no.
And that was good. And then this year we just got rid of that and we're just doing a Halloween party.
Just
and
come as you are.
Come as you are. Well, no, you have to be in costume.
Come as whatever you choose to
be. Yeah. Yeah.
And what are you gonna be this year?
I'm gonna be Remy the Ratatouille.
Nice. Sure, that guy's up in that guy's hat.
Yeah, he's the rat who cooks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes a nice bolognese.
I think he makes a nice ratatouille.
That is his signature dish.
I don't like animation. I zone out.
He makes a lot of things. I mean, look, you're not.
He's got to make a bolognese.
It's a stand. It's a staple.
He ever
although
does.
That's an Italian dish. He works at a French restaurant.
Was it a French restaurant?
It's French.
Yeah. So I don't know about the bolognese.
Man, that character's voice got on my nerves. Who did the voice for that?
Patton Oswalt.
Yes.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Just helping you out if you don't know about
no,
Remy.
I know more than cars. I know everything.
Okay.
What? What am I? There's something on my left side is my.
I think it's
that is, my eye is draining.
It's
my,
all that cocaine.
I did a lot of blow last night. There's no doubt about it. I went to the discotheque. I listened to my Rod Stewart.
Maggie May.
No, that's the least
disco of a song.
You
dickhead.
I had a whole era of disco music, and you picked.
Do
Maggie
you think
May?
I'm sexy? Is the one to go to? Maggie
that's...
May, the most the saddest fucking song he does.
That sounded like the most appropriate exclamation type of a song that came to my mind. Like,
I agree.
To be fair, sometimes it's fun to disco to some sad, sad music.
Yeah, that's not what he was doing. Don't defend
slower.
This shit. No. You can't save yourself from this.
No.
You know what? There might be a 115 starting.
Let me check.
Let's get you over to the Regal Beagle, yeah. We'll wish you a lot of luck, Garen. Now, you're going to be, we're trying to match you today.
Yeah.
So let's find out if anybody could do it. Let's check in with Dr. Tinkeloff over there. He's behind Video Village over there. It's Elliot Hochberg from Palms, California.
That's me.
What's going on? Now, you don't have, you're barely leaving your apartment. You're not going to do anything for Halloween.
I am not planning on doing anything.
Do you have, and I'm sure you've told us this over the 10 years you've been with us, do you have the type of apartment complex where you open the gate and people can trick-or-treat at all the doors?
You love knowing about where people live.
I like knowing information.
It's a big thing for you.
I'm inquisitive.
Yeah.
He gets off on it. Just knowing. It's not even like doing anything.
So there's two parts to the answer to that question. One is no. And the other is...
Well, that would be the answer, but which answer to?
Which part? The gates or the trick-or-treating?
Both. The second part, though, is that we have a problem with our front door.
So yeah, this guy uses the screwdriver.
About before. Well, it still isn't fixed.
Oh, boy.
And now the lock is just stuck open.
Oh, so I could walk in at any time.
And so I'm hoping we can figure out a solution. My hope is a big plate, a longer plate.
Yeah.
maybe on somehow on both sides so that you can't do the screwdriver thing. It's very disturbing to me that that the door could be open.
But if I wanted to today, because it's a beautiful day outside, wanted to, I could come and take a swim in your leafy pool.
If it's been windy, let's see, today is Thursday, so I think today is the day that the pool cleaner comes, so probably not leafy. But
all right. I thought the wind was a little more on Thursday. I didn't know where you were going with that.
I got a wind advisory on my phone today. Yeah,
be careful.
Watch out, wind.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
I gotta be careful.
Yeah, just get over to Kitty
Hawk. Oh, your hair will go bananas.
And you'll be really scared.
I didn't think it was all that windy when we got here.
Didn't seem it.
Sid, you got here after us. Was it? Has this wind picked up?
No, it's warm.
It's beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
I think it's great, but
it's warm.
Your guys are bitching about how warm it is.
Yeah, it's warm.
I like it. I like it nice and.
I like it 2 days ago.
68.
Yeah. What was it 2 days ago?
Like basically what Matt said. It was like 68, but still clear. It was like right after the rain
right
was
over.
Yeah.
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 Perfect weather.
That's good.
I like it like this. I like it like that.
Now you're from Vegas, though. That's pretty hot out there. Right?
It's very hot. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you left.
Yeah. Well, I was a child and I didn't have any choice.
You had to go along with the team.
Right, yeah. Point. I had to go with.
What
my
made
parents.
Your parents move here?
They always wanted to come back here because they lived here before. Yeah. And they were like, we hate Vegas because it's kind of bad. It's like that kind of really bad. Like I had like my bat mitzvah in a casino and like, you know, people crashed it.
Which one?
What?
It was a casino section of the Marriott.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every place has a casino in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, it was a casino.
I see.
And it's, it's just like not a place you want to like live with your kids necessarily. I mean, you can, people do it, but like my parents were like, maybe not.
Okay.
Why'd they go there then?
For work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My dad was like booking like magic shows. And
stuff. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Does he still do that?
Yeah. He like books shows.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he have a big name magician that
not anymore.
But
no.
He
used to.
Oh my gosh, it's exciting.
I know.
I love magic. I'm a fan of magic.
What an exciting man Danny Heller is.
I like the name
Danny Heller. Sounds like a magician.
I know, right? Yeah.
I love that guy.
Also sounds like a great agent. Get Danny Heller on the phone.
Yeah, he probably would be.
Why don't you talk him into it?
He's not an agent. He's
a booker. I know, but he would be a great agent.
He'd probably be good at most things. He's a good guy. I came here to promote my dad.
Stop talking about your dad.
Have you thought, this is not, I'm not trying to be insulting. Have you thought about giving him the NASCAR jacket?
No. My dad, no.
Oh, he wouldn't like it?
No, I don't think he deserves it.
But he's such a great guy. You won't stop talking about it.
Yeah, but I don't think he deserves the NASCAR jacket that I found on eBay.
Fair enough.
I feel like it's for me.
Can we ask how much you paid for it?
I was going to ask. Are you comfortable saying what
Sure. I paid $25 for
That's it?
Wow. Yeah.
That's
not bad. I bet that thing was $150.
It was, yeah. I'm real good at thrifting.
I can't believe that it was that cheap on the Electronic Bay. I bet you could make a nice profit if you wanted
to. I could. I do this thing where there's this site called Depop. I don't know if you're familiar with Depop, mm-hmm. but it's basically where...
Spell it for me.
D-E-P-O-P. And it's like an app and website where like Gen Z, cusp millennial people go and like sell old clothes and like buy vintage and stuff. So you can see all the things that are like really trending vintage wise there. But people on eBay don't know what's cool necessarily.
Right.
So you can get those same things on eBay for way cheaper. Great. So I could get that jacket on Depop for $150, but I got it on eBay for $25.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I think you've just answered the question, but since we know that you don't know anything about cars, and mm-hmm. you definitely don't know anything about NASCAR,
no.
What made you select that jacket?
I thought it was really cool, and I was going through a summer where I wanted to cosplay as a Republican.
All right. What summer was that? Summer
this
of
last
16.
One.
Oh, this most current.
This last one. Mm. I was just feeling it for me.
You're feeling nostalgic for.
And
like...
I like went into like a store and I saw a big like men's shirt that had two beer cans fighting on it, and I went and I bought it, and I went, this is my whole summer now.
Yeah.
And then my whole summer was that, and it was like me, and I would like do up my hair and like look cute, and then wear like big stupid jeans and like a shirt with two beer cans fighting and my NASCAR jacket, and people were so scared.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I looked like an anti-masker, but you know what? What a fun time for me.
And you are vaxxed.
I am vaxxed. Oh, my God.
What about Danny?
Of course. I got Danny vaxxed.
Remember, he was
first. I don't know anything about Danny.
She said she was explaining his age.
He said he qualified first.
Oh, yeah. I apologize.
No, I got so many people, and I got everybody vaxxed. I found out about a thing like really early. There were like a ton of vaccines left. I got everybody. I got my ex-boyfriend over there. I got my friends over there. I got everybody over there. We all got vaxxed. I got Olivia vaxxed. I got Diane vaxxed.
Great. I'm listening.
Yeah. That's it.
Sounded like there was more to it.
Nope.
I may get my booster today.
Oh, cool.
I may go.
Oh, you're going to feel terrible tomorrow.
Will I?
Yeah, it's bad.
The booster's bad?
Everyone I've met who has had it the next day is like, oof, that's a hard one.
Hmm. You're going to go Moderna?
That said, our friend Kyle Ryan, friend of the show, he like me, got the Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
They got the Moderna booster.
He just told me that.
Yeah. No problems.
Mm.
But now he just texted me this morning that he's feeling under the weather, but he thinks it's allergies.
Oh, well, it's several days later.
It's like 3 days later, so it probably isn't
the... He said sore arm, a little drowsy, and then he said his wife maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But what are you hearing?
I'm hearing that it's like bad. Like my sister got the booster because she's immunocompromised.
Yes.
And she was like, oh yeah, I cannot leave the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they talking about this on Depop?
Yeah, they're talking about this on Depop.
Okay.
Along with the big jackets.
I don't know your young people websites. I'm learning.
Jimmy, do not get your booster on Depop. It's way too expensive.
Too expensive. Go to eBay.
Yeah, go to eBay.
They're free.
Yeah. My thinking is that, though, that today, if it does kick me in the ass...
Yeah, you got the weekend.
I got the weekend.
Yeah, that's smart.
I got nothing to do.
Do it.
It's Halloween weekend.
Yeah, my son is 14, so not interested.
Oh.
Like, he's not old enough to be out with friends doing it, and he's not young enough to...
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah. So he's kind of in no man's land.
Yeah.
Also, there's still the... his friends are, like, with the pandemic and everything, they're all kind of not interested in doing it.
Well, you could trick-or-treat at all of the houses you know of now.
Oh, that's true.
You've got so many addresses now.
Got these new North Hollywood spots. I'm going to swing by yours, take a dip.
You definitely get some Snickers. Get a bag of water or something. Yeah.
Bag of water.
Well,
of water.
There's no candy, and I figured you've got a bag for candy. So,
so you're just gonna take a pitcher and pour some water in it?
Sure, why not?
Yeah,
you know what? You get thirsty out there, especially if it's hot like today.
It's a really nice idea.
There was a guy in my neighborhood when I was growing up who used to give out cough drops.
Fuck him.
Yeah, that's rude.
That's bullshit.
I think the next year he gave out Lean Cuisine bars, and I was like, no, you're doing this wrong.
What the fuck? Or he's like, I'm interesting.
Yeah. He's like, I want you to remember this for the rest of your life. And it worked.
Mission accomplished. there was always that single guy, the bachelor of the neighborhood that didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was single or if he had killed his wife.
Oh, there's an opportunity. There's a chance he's a murderer.
He looked like one.
Oh.
He was that kind of dude.
Well, it was Halloween. He could have been dressed up.
It was Vegas.
Oh, all right. Listen, again, you lived there, not me. I did see Casino.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it.
Yeah, you like. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work Vegas six times a year. Then when I first moved here, I worked at Harrah's.
Oh, yeah.
I worked at the Improv at Harrah's. I would be there, but they liked me, and so I worked there a lot.
Yeah, my dad had a contract at Harrah's for years and years and years.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I wonder if I met Danny Heller.
It's possible.
It's exciting to think that his and I path may have crossed.
You might have.
Back in the smelly, weird cafeteria-smelling hallways.
It's possible.
I liked it. When I first moved here, it was a great gig because you're there for 6 days and just one spot. You don't have to do much. It's an easy drive, two shows a night.
Gamble all your winnings.
I would imagine I would like it a lot more now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'd have fun in Vegas now. But, like, as a kid, I was just like, oh, it's my Jewish day school. You know?
I'm going to warn you, though, if anything happens there,
they
request one thing of you, that it stay there.
This is what I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's true. I didn't live there. I'm just telling you what I may or may not have heard.
Yeah, I have no childhood because it stayed in Vegas.
Very nice. Elliot, do you have a guess on we're trying to match Garen Cockrell here.
So I'm going with the pervasive bands that have been sort of floating around. I'm going to go with Korn. Korn has come up a lot in the last few weeks.
Mm.
I'm going with Korn.
I'm going to make you a deal.
Yeah.
If it's Korn, I will give you an additional $5 on my own pocket.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Because there's no way it's Korn.
Can I have that deal, too?
No.
Yeah, five's all around.
My good man.
Now, here's an idea. Why don't you hand out some fives to everyone?
No. How about nobody gets a five? You know what? It's off the table.
Oh, no.
These guys just screwed it up for everybody. These two greedy sons of bitches.
You're turning him against us.
I was really hoping to get $10 out of today.
You think you're going to match him, and you think that I'm going to double down on it.
Yeah.
That's your Vegas ways.
Listen, I'm just hoping for the best.
All right. Well, wish you a lot of luck. You're going to roll the dice again. Vegas lingo.
What if we change the rule where if more than one person guesses the same thing and it's right, they each get $5?
That's pretty good.
Because there's not that kind of money in the coffee can.
I think we can afford it. It's not going to happen that often.
Well, no, because we have the rule where you can choose.
Pardon?
Hey.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh? So if I say corn and you think corn's the best answer, you all could pick corn.
Yes.
Oh.
So then
it's $15, $20. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I got excited.
$15 is out of the question.
Yeah.
We're successful, but we're not that. We're not coil successful. Matt, do you have to say on this?
Well, I feel bad because was it off the air we were talking about? Or was it on the air that we were talking about how sometimes I take your answer and then you get screwed?
No, I believe that was on the air.
Okay, well, I'm going to say something.
Was it off the air?
If this is, if you show me, did you write yours down?
Yeah.
Or is this in your head?
I gotta
write it. It's written down? Okay. I'm about to say something. And when I say it, if this is the one that you were going to say, one time only deal, you can have it and I will change mine.
Go ahead.
The Killers.
That was number 5 on my list.
Is that yours?
That was mine.
My offer does not stand for you, though. I apologize.
That was number 5 on my list.
Okay. So now you have to come. Or we can split. You want
to
split?
Oh my God. I have to think of another band with a K.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
It shouldn't be.
That might be hard.
Do you want to look at anything? Want to go to Depop and get some information?
Yeah, I can go to Depop.
Just for the record, Car starts with a C in case you were.
No, okay. Well, not that one you donate to.
And is Car a band?
Yes.
The Cars.
Okay, perfect.
Cars. Cars. But that's with a C.
That's with a C, sadly.
Okay. I mean, I have my. You can look through my Apple Music if you want to see what is K there? Bands are.
Actually, that'd be a great name for a band, The Cars, but with a K.
Mm-hmm.
It probably is a tribute band.
Very good idea.
A tribute band for the band that's in that Cars for Kids commercial.
Cars
for Kids.
Fuck you.
I'm your private dancer.
Is that your antidote?
Yeah.
That's your antidote song?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do what you want me to do.
Yeah. We don't do it while Daddy's singing, though. Daddy's doing a bit. We allow the bit to play out. Then you do your anecdote or whatever the bullshit you're doing over there. I don't know if you're showing off for the young lady.
I'm just trying to save my sanity so that I don't go insane in this chair.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing today.
I have a hammer.
Well, a hammer in the morning. Hammer in the evening. All day if you could.
Yeah. By the way, Sydney doesn't know what Cars for Kids is.
I do know what Cars for Kids is.
Really?
They play it still.
But it still must be very confusing to you.
Yeah,
you
because I don't know what a car is.
Half, yeah.
I know kids.
Yeah.
But cars, no.
When you hear that song, does it just sound like 1-877 for kids?
It's actually, I think, 1-800 now. Oh,
is it?
Is it now?
I don't know why.
No, it's 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Wow, I've been singing it wrong this whole time.
How embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
1-800.
I do it every year.
Boy, is egg on your face.
Doesn't fit, Sid.
1-800 Cars for Kids.
No.
That's how I sing
doesn't
it.
Fit.
So that's how I sing it.
Maybe that's how they do
donate
it.
Donate your car today. Sorry.
You get the last part.
Well,
don't
that's good
me.
Enough for me.
It's wrong. You're not going to win the talent show.
Okay, well, I picked a band.
Oh, okay.
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 I picked the Kooks.
Oh.
Okay. Money safe there. Boy, now I'm torn because I thought everybody was going to say Kiss. So do I say Kiss or do I go with my first gut instinct?
This is the tricky thing. So Garen wants one of us to get it so that he can get back into the game to win money next week.
Mm.
So he might be thinking, well, Jimmy's going to say Kiss.
Oh, you're
so
right.
I'll say Kiss.
No, but he said that I was going to guess it.
Oh, that's true.
Probably.
He did say that.
Oh, so it's Killers. So Matt guessed
that
it.
Is not the case.
What's not the case?
What you just said is not.
Well, you just said before the show that you thought Sydney was going to get it. So,
and I was going to guess Killers. So I still think Killers is going to get it, but I say Kooks because it's something different.
But Jimmy, you should go with something more contemporary. That's what we're learning.
Who's talking to?
If you have something on your list,
the most current thing I have is Killers or Kings of Leon. Those are the two most current.
And that's not bad.
Not for him.
I don't know. I go Kings of Leon. I think you're going to like what happens. Why am I talking like as if I know the answer?
You're going to like what you see.
You know what you could do? You could make up a band name and hope for the best.
Great idea.
Matt is trying to sell you
Kidney
on a band.
Stones.
I think it's Count Chocula with a K.
Kidney Stones.
Kings of Leon.
Guess the Kidney Stones.
No, I'm not going to guess the Kidney
Stones. I don't know.
You take the. You do it.
Okay, I guess the Kidney Stones. Okay.
What about the Kinks?
Could have shot us the Kooks. To be honest. The Kinks is a good one.
Yeah.
By the way, the one that would be, if it were me, would be the Knack. That would be the one that I thought you were going to write down. Cool and the Gang is my other one.
That's fun.
That I think it is fun. And I think that Garrett's fun, and it could be Cool and the Gang.
Imagine the celebration if you get it right.
Come on.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
We're going to have a good time tonight.
Let's celebrate.
It's all right. I'm going to stick with Cool and the Gang. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
You're going to be pissed when it's Kings of Leon.
I'm going to be pissed.
Or when it's the Kidney Stones.
I know I will go to my grave.
You know what? Right after this, I'm starting a band called the Kidney Stones.
Do you play an instrument?
I played flute in sixth grade because I was super hot like that.
Gotcha. Why did you choose the flute? Because it was nice and easy to carry about?
I think there were the most lessons available.
Mm. Oh.
I think just like the most people were like, yeah, we'll teach you flute. Oh. And I was like, all right.
There's a lot of flautist teaching?
In Vegas, so many they flute lessons.
The
flute.
They love it. I've seen every live show I've ever seen in Vegas has the flute.
Yeah, you especially Chippendales.
They love it.
Chippendales
those
is
aren't
all flutes. Oh, are you sure? And what's a car?
Elliot, please give us the fans here.
Sure.
You don't win money, don't get fame, don't get nothing when you match his name. It's first off the winner, obscure sometimes. You can match for bragging rights. What do fans think of?
All right. Sid, before we move on, I don't know if I had an answer. The little dog of yours, this ghost dog, it's back in the apartment right now.
Yeah.
Is your sister watching it, or is it just there on its own and it's fine?
She's hanging. She's fine.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
What's her name again?
Mousy.
It's Mousy.
It's short for Mousley, which is what my grandma calls me, which means, I think it means like little mouse in German. My grandma speaks six languages. It's hard to keep up.
I see.
That's a very subtle shortening.
Yeah.
I think you took one letter out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Sydney is only one syllable out, so. Mm-hmm. Sid, that's what I did. That's what I do.
Yeah, she's that's something that runs.
I just take out one syllable.
That's yeah. It. But this is one letter.
It's one letter. It's not even a syllable.
Mousley to Mousy?
Well, it's M-A-U-S-I and M-A-U-S-E-L-E.
Oh, I apologize.
Mousley.
Mousley.
Like Mark Mosley from Mad Men, the actor.
Huh.
Right? Is that his name?
Except like a small cursed dog.
Yeah.
Mousley sounds like the way you would describe like... Garen entered the room mousily.
Yeah. And that's kind of her vibe, so
yeah,
it works.
That between
Garen
that
loves
and
horror, too, so everything about this
maybe you're
dog.
My dog.
That's possible.
How's your dog looking up things on the internet?
Pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Good for the dog.
She has no thumbs.
Oh. Is that your problem as well?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, it is.
Oh, my God. Call her dad. You're in the magic business.
Get Denny Heller on the blower.
Oh,
holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Sidney, can you see that from the angle you're at? He's taking his thumb apart.
This is the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh. You're not alone.
I don't think I'd do that every day after I saw Parenthood. When Steve Martin does it.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
I will not think that. I will go to bed. I will never think. All right. Give us the fans here.
All right. Here we go. Number 10, Kansas.
Of course, Kansas, the great band. She grew up in Kansas. That was my second. That was going to be my next guess.
This is what I've heard.
Kansas is a very popular band that may or not be Christian.
Yeah. Number 9. Whack in the back or whatever the lyric was. I don't remember. Crisscross.
Oh, because Inside Out is wicked, whack.
Yeah.
Because everything's to the back with a little slide.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, all right.
That's from my teenage years. I should know it better. Mm-hmm. Number 7.
8.
No, 8. Yes, that's the right one. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, another popular disco band. You want to pick their ballad?
I couldn't tell you if I tried.
Me neither.
Did they have one?
Yeah, they probably did, but I can't tell you what it is, and all I right. won't.
All right. Well, in the same vein... This is number 7. Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang gets 7. Mm-hmm. The 7 hole. Cool.
Lucky 7. So maybe you're in business.
Roll the dice.
Smoke them bones.
Idiots.
What?
I knew what you're an idiot.
Number 6. Jay Moore. I think it will never be this. Kraftwerk.
Oh, it will never be. If you know what? Here's the deal. Everybody, you guys want $5?
Everyone gets $5 if it's Kraftwerk.
If it's Kraftwerk, I pay everybody $5.
Garen, just switch it to Kraftwerk and get $5.
No, that's it. Garen's nothing if not an honest man.
I don't know. My dog's not so honest.
Uh-oh.
You think your dog is full of the lies?
Oh, my dog's manipulative as shit.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Just likes to fuck that arm.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
And then she never calls me back.
Well, again, no thumbs. Can't dial.
That's true.
Could use voice to
That's her excuse.
You could use any finger to dial, Jimmy. You don't have to use your thumb.
What? What if I really didn't know?
What are you talking about? You can dial with any finger?
I don't think that's right, but I'll try it at home. On my own tub. I don't want to be embarrassed by screwing it up in public. All right, go right ahead, sir.
Number 5, Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon. popular band. Mm-hmm. Not anymore, right?
Yeah, probably not.
They're still around, yeah?
They gotta be. I gotta imagine they're on a double. They gotta be on a double bill, right? If they come to the
no,
forum.
No, I bet they still have the fans. They can still.
You think
the
that
show.
They can do the forum?
Not the forum.
Greek.
The Greek, yes.
They
Greek.
Can definitely sell out like a yard.
That's very small.
Well, that's the kind of show I want to go to.
You and your flute could sell out the yard.
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Follow up. When's that show?
Tomorrow.
Because I'm in.
You can just find my apartment.
I love the flute. I don't know where you live.
My flute brings all the boys to the yard.
Oh, no.
I believe your hips are lying.
Wait, different song.
Different song.
Different artist.
Different song.
Everything's wrong.
Nothing about it. You're talking about milkshakes.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, very good. Go ahead, sir.
Number four, corn.
Oh.
That's the correct reaction to corn.
Number three, Killers.
Killers, no. Matt Belknap, you said Killers.
I did.
Number two, so I think this has a "the" in it, the Kinks.
Kinks for a popular band?
Yeah.
I think the Killers also has a "the" in it, don't they?
Well, yeah. You kept saying Killers, and I didn't want to.
I don't know. I don't know if they do or don't. Some bands get really militant about there's no "the." And like, okay.
The fans said the Killers, so maybe they know.
I feel like it's the Killers.
Yeah.
I do too.
And number one, Kiss. People who watch this show, Kiss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jimmy's favorite band.
No, it's not.
One of them.
Jimmy is the person who I know who talks about Kiss the most.
No, you know Christian Melmeen, don't you?
Who?
I do know Christian, but I've never actually heard him talk about Kiss.
He doesn't shut up about it.
To you, because he knows you care.
But I'm not sure I do.
You do.
No, I don't. Not enough to... No.
You like discussing... When there's Kiss news, you like discussing it.
I guess...
It's okay.
It's okay. I like discussing kissing news, like gossip.
What's the hottest? What's the hot goss?
My friend kissed my other friend.
Oh my God.
Isn't that insane?
Like recently?
Yeah, recently.
Holy smokes.
I know. Crazy.
Special for Halloween, certainly.
Special for Halloween.
Okay.
One of those Halloween kisses.
Yeah, Halloween kiss.
That's a Hershey kiss.
That's a Hershey kiss. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Are they?
I know, but that
they're fine.
That's a bachelor Halloween candy too. Like, I'll buy a bag. There you go. There's one of those.
Yeah.
Get moving, kid.
Yeah.
We've already gone through almost an entire bag that we bought for to give out at Halloween.
You've been eating it.
It was the gummy, you know, the mix of different gummy things.
Oh yeah.
Which is the best? You know, the Haribo or whatever.
You can't bring those into the house.
Exactly. Yeah, but you can't leave them in the car. They'll melt.
I get the big bag of just banana Laffy Taffy.
Ugh.
I'm a sociopath. I absolutely love it. I love it.
Ugh. Do you love, follow up, like of the Runts? Remember those?
Yeah.
Do you like the banana and the Runt as well?
No.
Oh, I love all banana, all no. fake banana flavoring no. I love.
I don't care about anything else banana, not even real bananas.
Except
really.
For the Laffy Taffy.
Gotta love those Laffy Taffies.
I don't disagree with you. I love it.
They taste like it was some yummy sort of rubber.
Yeah.
The way you want rubber to taste.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, this isn't good.
This isn't good. This
Why
is
am I
rubber.
Eating rubber?
You don't like the Laffy Taffy?
I don't like any Laffy Taffys, but I especially don't like the banana one.
Well, I'll take them from you.
Okay. I don't have any, but if I find right. some, I'll...
You might get some on
maybe
Sunday.
If my kids get some trick-or-treating, I'll pass them on to you.
Okay, great.
We're in Burbank, so nearby.
Well, he knows where you live, I'm sure.
Yes. He'll make the connect.
Of course I do. Thank you. All right. I guess we're going to find out here. Garen Cockrell, please reveal your top five, please, starting at five.
Number five, Codeine. Codeine?
What?
Holy crap.
I think if you can't pronounce it, it shouldn't be on your list.
They're good. Number four, Kiss.
Kiss is number four. Glad I didn't do it.
Yep.
Still have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, The Killers.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh, you're out.
Really thought I had something there.
I thought it was that, too.
Yeah.
So did Jimmy.
Number two, Keen.
No, oh, I remember them.
Remember they were hot for a minute and a half?
And number one, this is one of my favorite bands.
The Kidney Stones.
Of all time. So I apologize in advance, but it's Kay's choice.
Fuck you.
Jesus what is, what is,
oh, right. This on. Is somebody who wanted to
Come
keep
on.
A cut.
Why would, she wasn't Dude, even born when that came out. Why would she know that?
Why did you give me the hint that I would know?
Yeah. I don't know either, because it seems like a band that a lot of people...
No,
nobody no. fucking cares or remembers Kay's
you're,
choice.
You're, you know, I'm gonna,
There's a chance that
you're
the
an asshole.
Singer, the lead singer of that band lives in your apartment. There's a chance.
It's one of my all-time favorite bands. I have to give them.
You can give it to them at the number fucking four or three.
Wait a minute. What was that song? Was there a song Driving in L.A. or something about L.A.?
Not an addict.
Not an addict. But wasn't there also something about L.A.?
No.
What the hell? What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Huh.
They're a You'd like them.
They were a K-rock band in the 90s. That's That's
no, but then it sounds like I would not like them.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to get $5 now?
Nobody. It rolls over to next week.
Well, that's upsetting.
Oh, wait. You know what? That's not true. We do have Jeff Babko's K.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
There's no way.
He's not going to say K's choice.
Where is his guess? That's not it. Here's my mask in case you're looking for that.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is Jeff Babko's Kaja Gugu.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's another good one.
That's nice.
I can only apologize.
Yeah, I'll say it again.
I'm going to play this because I can't. You're it's driving me crazy asshole. That I can't pull it. Oh, yeah, I remember this song.
Oh, it's so good.
There's nothing happening yet.
Just the anticipation of something good
so
happening.
Good.
God, now I wish you would have hit your elbow.
Eber.
Instead, you just almost
Eber.
Did.
I should have caught that 115 showing.
So you deserve to be punished.
Building up to
you,
something.
You still think this is so good?
Oh, yeah.
I do actually like this song, but not enough to name it 25 years later. I never would have remembered this.
You ever heard that before?
No, I've never heard this in my life.
What's your favorite band? Do you have one?
Yeah, I like Miniature Tigers.
Okay.
They're kind of weird and fun.
Mr. Pardo's going to write that down.
Yeah, they're like fun. They're like a fun band. They like it's a good music to listen to when you're in your car and you're like, oh, okay.
What was it, Miniature Monkeys? What was it called?
Miniature Tigers.
Tigers.
Yeah, they're fun. That's
hey,
like fun.
Hey, question for you, Sid.
Mm-hmm.
You growing up here, because mm-hmm. It seems to be regionalized. And,
oh, wait, she did grow up here? Give me my fucking money.
Here it is. Did you, when you would meet your parents' friends,
mm-hmm.
What did you call them?
Their first name.
You by the first name.
Yeah. Mm,
interesting.
Yeah, I think it's a regional thing.
Yeah. Like my dad's friend, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't call him Mr. So-and-so.
No. It's Bill.
Interesting.
See, what I did as a kid was I did everything in my power to never to address a parent. I wouldn't look at them. I wouldn't talk to them.
Well, I also call my mom Gail.
When did that start?
When I was young, because she called her mom Libby. It's just like a thing.
Really?
Like, it's like a cute thing. People think it's a mad thing. It's not a mad thing.
Is it kind of like to be funny?
It's kind of, she's just such a Gale. Like, how can you not call her Gale? She's so Gale.
All right.
Love it.
Gale Heller.
No, Feudernick. She kept her last name.
Why?
I know. It's a long one.
Feudernick.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Gale Feudernick.
Yep.
What does Gale do? Is Gale still employed?
Yeah, Gail's like doing stuff. She works like with my dad's company, but like she's an accountant too.
She crunches the numbers.
Yeah, she does the big numbers. She's a smart lady.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Everything about it.
Yeah.
She does the big numbers.
You love your parents.
Yeah, they're good people.
That's great. So it is, because I love my parents too, but so often people will say, I hate my parents. I don't like my parents. I don't like spending time with my parents.
In public, they say that?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, yeah, you know what? I don't know.
We should start asking more people on the show if they hate their parents or they love them. Do you love them or do you hate them?
I bet you'll get a handful that will say, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm excited to direct my parents to this podcast, though, because I really talk them up here.
Yeah. So this has all been planned.
Yeah, it is. Well, the other night I got a text.
Christmas is coming. You better butter them up.
Hanukkah. The other night I got a text from my mom saying she was disappointed in my podcast. So, you know.
Oh.
Well, we say a lot of like, you know, it's not family friendly. It's like very not dad friendly. And like there are a lot of warnings at the beginning of our podcast episodes where I go, I don't want my dad to listen to this.
Okay.
But he does.
No, he
gets it.
He
he's like,
respects
yeah.
it. Okay.
Because my dad doesn't even like to hear that I kissed someone once. So he's like, no, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I've kissed someone.
Wait a minute.
Once.
Was that story before actually about you?
Maybe.
Maybe not a friend at all, man.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Maybe I kissed a stranger.
Wow. I don't like that character. Yet I did. That's what made me uncomfortable.
I don't like either of the characters.
I will tell you this. This particular episode is behind a paywall, so we thank you for subscribing to Never Not Funny.
And yeah, your parents will never hear this. They're not going to drop, what is it, $5 a month to
$5 a
get
month
to, this.
To hear this.
Maybe they will.
Yeah, this guy's got magic money. Kidding me?
He's going to pull it out of his sleeve.
Yeah, right? This guy's loaded. Just keeps coming out of it.
$5 loaded.
Yeah. For 1 month. But I think he sticks around. I think your dad would like this show. I think your dad's in on this.
Okay, well, I'll let him know.
I think your dad would really like. What's your dad's favorite band? Do you know?
He likes Earth, Wind & Fire a
Love
lot.
Love it. I've seen Earth, Wind & Fire in concert many times.
Yeah, he's loves them. He likes Chicago a lot.
Chicago's my favorite band.
He went on tour with them.
Doing what?
When he was booking stuff, he went on tour with them in Asia. He missed my senior musical. from high school.
Oh my God.
I got so many follow-ups.
First thing, you need to book her dad on the show.
Hang on. What was he doing for them? Was he...
He was just booking venues, but like, I don't remember why he went along with them, but he like became very close friends with them, and it was like a really nice thing. He had a great experience.
Interesting. Awesome.
He loves those guys.
That is my favorite band.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. And
then we went to see them together, my dad and I.
We're at the Thousand Oaks?
Yeah. The Civic Arts Plaza.
I was probably at that show.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was there too.
Your dad might know Jimmy then, because Jimmy's in the documentary about Chicago talking about
them. Oh, it's possible.
Yeah.
And he wrote the liner notes for their most recent live album.
It is possible.
Tell your dad I wrote the liner notes.
Yeah, I'm going to let him know.
I was saying it before. I believe your dad probably would love this show.
He would, yeah.
It's possible,
It's not for your age group, is what I'm getting
That's
at.
That's totally fine.
I think your dad would like it. I think your mom would like it too, other than me calling him an asshole nine
totally,
times.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. That. No, deserved. She's fine with that. She just doesn't want to hear me say things like
right.
that. Right.
Yeah. I'm not so sure I do either.
When did you start swearing? My daughter's 13 and she doesn't swear yet.
I remember getting in trouble in sixth grade for calling the mile bullshit.
You had to run a mile?
Yeah, we had to run the mile and I was like, that this is bullshit.
Love it.
Yeah.
And the PE teacher was like, hey. And I was like, all right.
Is that how that went?
Wow.
Yeah.
So it all worked out.
Well, I was like a very tiny person with like braces and a back brace and like like skunk highlights. I was like an unfortunate looking child and I was like nerdy. And I think they were like, okay, you're testing your limits. That's okay.
Okay.
So they were like, we can't punish. You've already been punished by God. So
yeah. Yeah. They did give me detention once, but that was for untucking my shirt.
Well, you what? You had the gall to untuck your shirt?
Yeah,
you,
after PE.
What the hell?
I know.
Aren't you supposed to?
Yeah, I don't know. No, not at that school.
They want you tucked in at PE or just...
It was just afterwards.
Oh, so you changed back into your regular clothes. Mm-hmm.
And then I had my shirt untucked and they were like, absolutely detention for you. And I was like, okay.
Was it a school that you wore uniforms to?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm on their side.
Okay.
Boys can't handle lower buttons. That's what
yeah.
The mind reels.
Yeah.
Those extra two.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
You know, just yesterday, Matt, Oliver said darn or something like that. And I said, do you swear like with your friends and stuff? And he goes, no, I don't. So yeah. It's interesting that they, although I don't think I did either until I became a comedian. I don't think I swore ever.
I definitely started swearing earlier, but my mom also says that it's because I was little and like I needed like something to like defend myself a little bit because I was like a tiny kid and kind of like, you know, like scrawny. So I just talked
describes
like
you
a,
too. When did you
sailor.
Start?
Well, I said as a comic, I don't think I started swearing.
So you didn't as a kid? You never swore?
I don't think so. No, because I remember it was daring to say baddest man in the whole damn town for seeking bad Leroy Brown. It was like, oh, can you believe we're getting?
Man, I loved swearing as a kid more than I do now. Even I mean, I still love it, but it's like so what a thrill when you're.
I forget that it's like not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, we tried to make it where we don't swear on this show, and that lasted not even an episode.
No, yeah,
it's impossible.
That's a hard one.
Not even an episode.
We would not be able to do that at all.
Not with your filthy mouths.
No.
Now that show, your mother just can't stand it.
I know, it's hard.
So here was my other question that I had based on what you had said. This musical that your father missed.
Yeah.
What was it?
You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
And you played Lucy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do all the musicals in school?
Oh, yeah.
Give us the others.
I did Little Shop of Horrors.
Of course you did. Were you Audrey 2?
I was Audrey 1. we did Chorus Line.
Great.
But it was like the kids' version, so it was very weird. Like instead of like, I was hard, it was like, I would fart.
Oh, no.
It was not good.
It was
like,
it's worse.
Like I even remember there was a line that was like, God, when this is over, do I need a drink? We couldn't do that, so we had to go, God, when this is over, do I need caffeine? Like it was real rough.
It's like Kids Bop.
Yeah, it was Kids Bop Chorus Line edition. That one was hard.
But what about the I hope I get it.
Yeah, we did that.
That one stuck around. All right. Yeah. So you did Kids Chorus Line.
Yeah, Kids
Chorus
Line.
What about that one song of the with the numbers?
Tits and ass, right?
Yeah.
This and that.
This and that.
Yeah.
Why even bother at this point?
It is one of those things of like, maybe pick a different show.
How about that?
Seriously.
A lot of options.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it. You just don't have to do it.
Really, so many options. Disney has so many musicals.
Sure.
But no, they were like, the no, let's do this.
All right, so you did Kids Chorus Line.
Mm-hmm.
You did the Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You did the other one you mentioned, the
Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. We did, oh my God, my school did Phantom of the Opera.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Were you Christine?
No, I was like the teacher who stands in the background and like is like, oh, I'm a bad ballet teacher and I'm scary. And then I dropped out because I wanted to do improv classes.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Did you go watch it at least? Did you support?
Yeah, I supported my friends. But like that was when I had just turned 18. So I auditioned for Groundlings. And so then I started doing improv classes at Groundlings and I wasn't going to be able to do rehearsal. So I was like, eh.
Do you have to be 18 to do? I never mm-hmm. thought about that. Yeah. Interesting.
That was my big, like, ooh, I'm 18. I'm going to do that instead of getting a tattoo.
Awesome. You've since gotten a tattoo, certainly.
I have two now, yeah.
Yes. do you have a favorite musical?
Yeah, Company.
Company is in my top five.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely. A great show.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great.
I want to.
It's great.
Never had a chance.
Just great.
Yeah.
Being alive.
You like the Raul Esparza version?
I do.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
What about the Neil Patrick Harris version?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, it's really good.
Just the Raul Esparza one is my favorite.
I honestly saw one out in the Thousand Oaks.
Oh, yeah?
Saw it there with a bunch of people I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was great.
At the Civic Arts Plaza?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have good stuff there.
They do. You know what's coming up there? And I don't know what to do about this. It's a jukebox musical of Officer and a Gentleman. And I don't know, is it going to be good or horrible? Either way, I got to go.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, I'll go to that. I'll go to anything that has a chance of being bad.
Yeah, or a chance of being great.
Yeah.
It really feels like every single movie is going to have a musical at some point.
Yeah,
of course.
We went to the Zoe, my daughter is in middle school, but she got to perform in the high school. They do this thing called this Broadway review at the high school. And her choir group got to be a part of it. And it was all Broadway stuff. There was something from, I know that I knew about the Shrek musical. There was something from the Shrek musical. There was something from the Addams Family musical.
Oh, yeah.
There was something from the Big Fish musical.
Yep.
Remember Big Fish?
Yeah.
What? Why? What movie was he? Was
that managed even, to be on the stage with song.
Was that even a popular movie?
No.
Like, I don't even think it did well.
Yeah, now they're doing the Princess Diana musical.
Right.
Which apparently is the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
right?
I've heard it's wild. One of my friends said that there's like a number where all the paparazzi are like, snap, snap. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
I love bad musicals. Like it's painful,
well,
but
did
it's
you see Cats in theaters?
Of course.
Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had the best time watching that.
The worst.
I couldn't enjoy it.
Olivia and I did one episode of a podcast called Cats, a True Crime Story, where we pointed out all the things wrong with Cats so we could get our money back. We like posted a GoFundMe link to the we got all our money back for
good
the
for
tickets.
You.
Nice.
Because we were just like, that was an absolute disgrace. And then we went through it and it was really fun.
Yeah.
So love fun.
It. Do you like Cats the show though?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're starting off from a place of.
No, I went high.
Okay. Yeah. Seemed like that was the most common situation for Cats, the movie.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Just horrible.
That song slaps.
Wait, you mean the one song Memory?
Memory.
That's their one song.
He said that one time. Memory goes, that song slaps. Like, Memory?
You cannot say.
Can't say that slaps.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Jellicle Cats slaps.
Yes.
Slaps.
Mostly because what is a Jellicle Cat?
Well,
no, they.
I don't know.
They can climb up a wall.
They're big and small.
They can see in the dark.
All of the lyrics are like so contradicting each other. It's like a Jellicle Cat is big, but it's also small. A Jellicle Cat is right and wrong. A Jellicle Cat is here and there. It's like, what?
Stop it.
That's my son did that song in a review, a musical review, and I loved it. I love that song.
Son's wearing a bow tie today, I saw.
Yeah, it was like dress up fancy day.
Dress for success day.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you.
I know a lot. I know more than just where people live. Yeah. Yeah. I know what his son is doing.
Really keeping tabs.
You know what his son is wearing.
Well, you know what it is? It's the algorithm on Facebook. Your wife is one of the four people that show up on my timeline. So
probably because you interact with the.
I don't.
You don't click thumbs up or.
Never.
Comment on it.
Not
nice tie.
Not that thing. Not that photo.
Oh,
I'm sure you're right. That is why. It's always a. Nice little thumbs up.
And what was yesterday was pajama day, and then the day before was crazy hair day.
A classic.
All-time classic.
Is this crazy hair day?
So no. It's today on this show.
Yeah, Garen, you're all set for the week.
Yeah.
He's having a good time.
Thanks for wrapping that up.
It felt like rhythmically I was supposed to say something right there, but I had nothing to say.
I agreed. All right, Sydney, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. The podcast that you want people to go to listen to other than your mother is called Olivia and Sid.
It's called Sid and Olivia Talk
Shit on Things.
Okay. Sid and Olivia Shit on Things. Yeah, it's not appropriate. It's called Sid and Olivia Talk Shit. It's on YouTube or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Great.
Yeah.
Does that mean there's video of it on YouTube, or is it just...
There is, yeah. Okay. It's video, and then there's, like, animation, too.
Yeah, there's that animation.
Oh, right, you mentioned that. I forgot.
Yeah. It's fun.
Well, great. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A joy.
Oh, thanks.
An absolute joy. Now, you get on the phone, and you tell Bruce you had a good time.
I will!
All right, listen, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting. On behalf of the Pop Culture, he's looking up over there. There's Garen Cockrell, Mad Video Village. That's Elliot Hochberg, the Honcho Matt Belknap. Our friend Sid Heller, I'm Jimmy Pardo. See you next time on the podcast. AK-47, gone, not forgotten.